stopping the surveillance of foreign leaders that many found alarming. Instead, it appears President Obama is awaiting the results of two deep reviews he ordered following the damaging leaks begun by former analyst Edward Snowden.
ABC's Ann Compton at the White House. Buying a home, expect to pay more for it. The latest standard includes Case-Shiller Index. Those prices are up an average of 12.8% as of August. That's the biggest February of 2006.
Why is all the good that's been accomplished? You got everything fine. That was not a good thing.
Yeah. the local talk show that stimulates your mind and gets you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOS. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOS.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Right after Monday, just before Wednesday, I hated the song on Friday. This is the one that's so deep. This is so deep. But anyway, how you all doing out there? I hope you're doing great across this nation, across the area. I want to say something locally. I had the pleasure of meeting a gentleman that's running for office in the area. And if Mayor Van Such of Camel, Ohio. Now, I can't endorse or anything like that, but I'm just tell you, I think that what he did in stepping into that position a while ago and changing the fiscal situation there in Camel, I think he deserves you all support down there. I know there's always somebody that's, you know, going to be trying to run, and I'm not saying that they're bad people. I'm just saying that if you get a chance, check him out. I think he's a great guy. And for all you Democrats out there that always dog me, think I'm so partisan, Mayor Van Such is a Democrat. And he's one of the people that you vote for because he's going to make sure you do it right. There's a lot of other places I could say things for, and I can't say a lot of things because I got friends in races, and I got business associates in races, and it's something that, you know, I just won't do unless I really think somebody's terribly bad person and to endorse in. But you ought to think about who you vote for and how you vote. And like I said, my thing is I just want to make sure that I said that because I think he's a great person. But anyway, getting back to what's going on here, we're going to talk about these taxes. I've been in a bottom-top argument for most of this morning with some people on Facebook. One of them is my cousin, and he seems to think that wealth is built from the bottom up, and it's because of what one of our callers, one of our usual callers, said about Kasich yesterday. Here it is. Listen, the governor in this state is a Republican. His name is John Kasich. Everybody ought to remember John Kasich. Why? Because he was in the House when he and Newt Gingrich forced President Bill Clinton to balance the budget. Did you hear what I said? He was in the House when he and Newt Gingrich, forced President William Clinton to balance the budget. The situation is this. He came to town, and for the opening of a new gas and oil processing place here, where I think it's natural gas processing, I think only, what they call wet gas. And so they have this here, this stuff here, and they're going to develop that in this area. So they're building this new plant. They built it, and they're dedicating it. He comes, and he makes a statement. He said, now, Youngstown City Schools, who have been having some problems because they've had oversight by the state for a long time, and he said, I offer you this. Now, he offered it right in the present tense. He didn't say in the past I offered you. He didn't say, I don't want to, but I'm going to offer you. He said, I'm going to offer you the ability to, that I'll help you. I'll meet with union officials, school board, community leaders, whoever we have to meet with, so to help you guys get your schools in order, just like they did up in, Cleveland. And you know that they did some special things, but they changed it totally. They did charter schools and things like that up in Cleveland. Well, whatever. He put out more or less his hand in the olive branch to say, I'll help you get it together. Because you guys are blowing up or starting to blow up around here, and you're going to need a school system that's going to help you get it done instead of not getting it done. We had a state senator, Mr. Schiavone, get on the news and say that, I went to the governor right after he said that and said, Governor, I sit on the education committee and this, that, and other, and I'm out there in those schools every day. You know, what is it you want to do? And the governor doesn't have a plan. He said, you get me your plan, and I'll help you. And he tried to make it look, and he said that all he had was vague answers for me. You know what? I don't ever hear from this guy anyway. I don't hear nothing that he does. I mean, just because he has a D behind his name. Not that he's not a nice guy. I'm sure he is. Okay? Not that he's not a good guy. I'm sure he's a good guy. I haven't heard anything bad about him. No other things. But guess what? That was stupid. That just showed me that you are not willing to even help your own area come out of a hole. Then the news media came on, Channel 21, who is also the Vindicator. I don't know how that happens, that you can lock in, you know, things like that. And they make this statement, and the superintendent was called, and he said that nobody from the governor's office has talked to him. And I'm saying the man just made this statement in a speech that he was willing to help get you guys together because we're opening this big brand-new plant where technology is going to be the atmosphere. And then you have them trying to slam the governor from the side. And he didn't say anything about it. He didn't say anything to anybody yet. He's made an offer to you, locals. Give me a call here, 330-781-9600. Or 1-347-945-5229. And tell me why you thought it was so important to slam the governor that I hope wipes the floor up with you next year in the election. Because you gave us incompetent a governor the last time that you got a governor in. Totally incompetent. Ran up the deficit. This man at least brought us back from the brink of failure and got us into a situation where we can breathe a little bit because you have some money in the rainy day fund and you have a couple things that you can do because your credit rating was increased up under him. But none of that means anything. It means partisanship because he didn't give me any – he was very vague in what he's saying. What kind of foolishness is that? Vague in what he's saying. Well, you stay out of it then. We'll talk to the other people that are smart enough to take the governor at his word and shut up. And then if you got to do political points, score them later after you get some help in your hand. But don't do like the fools of old. I've been in politics here for over 40-something years. Why? Because my father was a politician as well. I've been involved here in politics. I know how much of a blood sport it is here. Here you have a governor that has created the atmosphere of being able to start a business and do business in the state. And they want to slam him from the side when he offers help for you to get your ineffective, pretty much, schools in order. Now, I know how this works. I know how, you know, you can't say nothing positive here and there. But you know what? If you're honest and you really got those children's best interest at heart, Mr. Schiavone, then I think that you work with the governor until he gets contrary to you. You're not in that seat now. So what is the problem with working with the governor to try to get some relief and get some control over your schools so that you're producing a product that will be open and be ready to be trained by the new industries coming in? It's like this all over the country. They say that the Republicans don't want to work with this president. The president said he wants to fundamentally change America. There's people that don't want America to fundamentally change. Count me in, I'm raising my hand. We don't want it to change. Why? Because this is a land of opportunity, not of equal outcomes. I'd rather have a paycheck than to have a government check. I'd rather be free to go into the situation, to go into the marketplace and try to make some money rather than having somebody give me $20 a week and say, yeah, that's nice because we're looking out for you. But you can't do nothing with $20. You need wealth. You need a lot of money to help do things. And if you don't know how to own it, if you don't know how to work it, to develop it, then it's not going to be there. Now, this is my other rant that I'm going to do right now. All you that's talking about wealth is built from the bottom up, because the governor made a statement yesterday that we have to start building things from the bottom up. Well, that's true, but guess what? The people on the bottom don't earn a doggone thing until somebody at the top invests in something that they're doing. They either buy a product that they've created, they either invest in their business because they believe in their idea, or they hire you for their company because you have a talent that nobody else has or that you have better than everybody else's, best and brightest, and they pay you for it, and you start making money, then you can start spending money with the people on your level and then below you. It's a pyramid scheme almost. Capitalism is almost a pyramid scheme, but that's how it works. Somebody told me, well, we developed, you know, money from all the poor people in the neighborhood created a savings and loan. Those poor people had to have a job, and I guarantee you they didn't work for other poor people to have a job to put their money together and create the wealth of a credit union or a savings and loan, whatever it was. You got it twisted. If I'm crazy, you call me 330-781-9600. Or 1-347-945-5229. Is government supposed to create jobs, as we saw $750 billion put into shovel-ready jobs that weren't there, and that money didn't come back because the jobs weren't ready? Be train systems where people all have cars, they don't want trains, and green energy. Now, yeah, we've been fundamentally changed. We've been turned into a nation that works full-time into a part-time nation. So now tell me why that's a good thing. I haven't even started on the health care or Benghazi. Those two things are an issue with me. how you could be so dull to not see how economics works. And it works that way no matter where you're at. Even if you have a socialist society, guess what? The people take from the people on the bottom and in the middle to create what's going on in that country. Be right back after noon with Tracy and Friends.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mart Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mart Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
I know what you're going through.
I've been there.
Nobody else I know has been there.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan, I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Not everyone understands that.
Things at home may be as you left them.
But you don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org
and connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
I know what you're going through.
I've been there.
Nobody else I know has been there.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan, I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Not everyone understands that.
Things at home may be as you left them.
But you don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org
and connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM, 347-945-5229, or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM, online at tracyandfriends.com, or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Well, I had a song ready to come, but it didn't go. Let's see where we're at here. What's going on? What's going on? Anyway, afternoon with Tracy and friends. I'm in the air chair with no bumper music. What's up with that? Well, I can't figure it out, so we're going to just move on. Well, I hope you enjoyed my rant, because I'm going to continue it here. 330-781-9600 and 1-347-945-5229. I'm looking at the TV screen that says that Republican Senator Rubio has called for at least a six-month delay for the individual mandate so that they can work these things out on the health care law. Here, I can say this word. Dunderheaded people. Dunderheaded people are telling me certain things that I just can't get to. Now, this is what they're telling me about Benghazi. 60 Minutes last night had, or Sunday night, had one of the head security people in charge of protecting the embassy and other people in Benghazi out as far as, you know, what happens when, you know, embassies are under attack, what the intelligence is telling them. They knew months before this happened that Al-Qaeda was planning an attack on that embassy. The ambassador begged for more help. Begged for more help. And guess what? Guess what? More than four or five times he was denied the help. But he also was not allowed to leave. What does that tell you about the fabric of this administration, where you have a Hillary Clinton who goes on offense total offense? What do you mean? What difference does it make? The difference is, it makes a difference whether you paid attention to this or whether you totally ignored this because you were told to. Now, here's the bottom line. After they were told that Al-Qaeda is planning this attack by the intelligence people, they still continued to not say anything. And when the thing happened, which makes me think that they were replete in it, reasons why I believe the administration wanted this to happen is that because they somehow are sympathetic to the Muslim cause, the radical Muslim cause. And so it gets to me that I can't see what they're doing here. Yet it's supposed to be a false claim against them And it's unbelievable to me. Unbelievable that they could get away with this. 440, you are in there.
You know, I'm going to just make a statement with about this. Does everybody realize how this guy died? He was tortured, repeatedly sodomized, murdered, then they drug him through the streets. Kidding me? It doesn't matter how he died. I mean, that is just, and you know what? I don't even, whoever allowed this to happen, I don't care if it was George Bush, whoever allowed this to happen should be brought up and put on trial. That is just horrible. And that family's got to live with that every day. That is just unbelievable to me how we turned our backs on them.
I was so angry because, see, I was in the military when the Iran hostage crisis took place. And I was in Germany on a TDY, temporary duty, and they were
temporary duty,
and they were changing my orders to permanently assign me to that particular base or to move me down to Rhein-Main to the hospital because of what they thought was going to happen at that moment. And so what I'm trying to say to people is, you don't have any idea. If you're letting this go, you're asleep. If you don't think that there's anything to this, you are asleep.
Yeah, really.
Because they turned their back totally on these people out there in the middle of nowhere. And the guy said, "I don't know how I got away." He came in there with. They didn't want him to even go in there and try to help the people. He went on his own accord and scaled the wall of that embassy to try to save those people inside.
Yep.
And then they said, well, we didn't have anybody close enough to go. You did, too. That's a lie. I don't care what these generals they put in place said, because they're liars.
Oh, you're
two
exactly right.
Two F-16s.
Yes,
you know, if they had dropped nothing but napalm on the outside of the doggone buildings, I don't care what they did. All they had to do was fly over. It would have been over.
You know as well as I do, they have, at all times, they have SEAL teams ready. They have Delta Force ready. All times.
To go anywhere in the world.
And to say that lie is just, you know what? It's so bad to me, I can't even talk about it. It's just ridiculous. And everybody in the public, they just don't get it. They don't care. Well, if it happened to your family, you would care. I mean, I really don't understand what's going on in this country.
I do understand that. I understand it very clearly that one set of people has taken the airwaves over and they drone it into. Don't you remember when they were getting ready to impeach President Clinton? I don't know how old you might have been then.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
They kept saying one statement, and I heard Geraldo again this morning say the same statement. That does not rise to the level of impeachment. That's what they do.
I know.
That does not rise. And every Democrat.
They're excuse makers.
Not only that, but they're propaganda machines. They're perfect in this. And the Republicans, I don't know why they don't get this. Every time you hear one thing, look at how they attack the doggone Tea Party. Matt, you are live, too. You can jump in whenever you want. Every time you hear them say, the Tea Party. And they make the Tea Party out to be these evil, wicked, racist people that should be shot down. When all the Tea Party are the true Republicans and the conservatives in this country that want to keep the country a country instead of letting it go to hell in a handbasket with these liberal, far-left Lake Loon policies.
Well, you know what? It's real funny that we had a Tea Party get-together on the square in Chardon, and I've seen a lot of black people there. I didn't see
Absolutely.
No problems.
The problem is there's a lot of black people, and there's a lot of black people involved in tea parties, and that's what they don't want you ever to know.
Well, you know what, Jeff? The Tea Party is just like everything else. The Tea Party for the left is a diversion. The Tea Party is not a threat to the left. It's not a threat to the right. The Tea Party is a small faction of basically people that have nothing to do with legislation that's been going through in Congress. So, again, it's just a diversion. You know, with Benghazi, with all of these things, with Obamacare and all this stuff that's been coming out, that just when it fails, when it goes miserably bad, all they do is lie about it and they get away with it. They're caught on videotape. They're caught on audio tape, spewing whatever they want to. Barack Obama said in his own words when it came to Obamacare, he said, "I guarantee," that's how he started it off, "I guarantee that if you want..." Not if it's appropriate under the law. If you want to keep your coverage, then you can. If you want, W word, want, not if it's appropriate under the bill, but want to keep your doctor, you can. That's what he said. Every liberal I talked to ever since 2009 told me that the stuff that I said was in the bill was wrong because according to what the president said, they can keep their care. Now that it's changed, all of a sudden they say, well, it's the provisions. It only makes sense because if you're not getting insured properly, then you know what? That wasn't the argument, people. We've been telling you this for 5 freaking years. And this is the biggest, this is so anti-American, it's ridiculous. There was a Michigan senator, I think, I can't remember his name. I want to say it was Levin. Carl Levin, I think that's who
I remember.
And he comes out and he says the reason why all of these problems with Obamacare are happening right now, okay, ever since the rollout, is because the Republicans are not working with the Democrats. My friends, my liberal friends, use your brains. This is your policy. This is your president who enacted this language and this bill. You own it. You passed it, you approved it, and you argued for it. It has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with Republicans. It has to do with your failed policies. You're wrong.
Your foolish failed policies. Howard Dean said something very similar. He made this comment that, well it's got to be the Republicans' fault because they resisted us for so long and we couldn't get this thing going. They didn't stop them from doing anything. They didn't stop one bit of implementation, and that's a lie. But of course, they get away with it because the news media is just going to sweep that under the rug. That's it.
The only thing I could say that maybe they might have an argument over is the single payer. I think that might be the only thing that they have an argument over. And if you guys want to go single payer and you think that right now is a disaster, ha ha, go single payer and see what happens.
Well, you know what? I don't want it to go there because that means I'm going to suffer too. But I just wish that the people that are saying I wish that they could experience what this is going to cause them, what it's costing the people that are losing their policies countrywide, 14 million probably 14, 15 million people. Being kicked off of their policies. And they're up there saying, no, no, no. And he knew about it when he was saying things since 2010. They've been telling you that they say 14 million ain't going to make it. Can't keep those policies because they have policies that are way better than what we're going to offer, and they're going to be illegal. So now, I can't say a certain word anymore. I'm not allowed to call people that word. But that's what they are, the word I can't say no more. Man, I can't take it. Alabama, you got to hold on because you can say hey to the people because we got 30 seconds for a break.
The word is stupid. That's the word. Go ahead. You can unmute the mic on the commercial. Unmute the mic.
Tracy just drove off the road.
I know. As long as I didn't say it, it's okay. Oh, man, you guys are the best. I appreciate it. Afternoon with Tracy and friends. We're going to be right back after these messages. We say hey to everybody and say, wake up. Gotcha.
What's up, Alabama?
Hey, did you hear about this new state thing they're about to start? they put the black boxes in the cars, and now they're going to, every year they're just going to add a tax bill. For every mile you drive, they're just going to tax you for it.
You know, I had heard that as an idea a couple of years ago. I didn't know that it went any further.
Yeah, this is some states looking at that as a new way to, a new stream of revenue. Every time you drive a mile, they put these black boxes. At first, they promised they wasn't going to do nothing. But then once they got the right, now they're starting to say they're going to tax you for every mile you drive. They're going to, every time you put gas in your car, the black box is going to wirelessly let the state know how much you drove, how much gas you bought. They already got a tax in there for when you already pay for gas in the first place. But now they want to tax you, double tax you. They want to tax you when you buy it, excuse me. And they want to tax you when you go out and do while you're driving it out.
That'll be interesting to see how they do that, because, first of all, to have a tax, you have to have a service or a product. And what service or product is you just driving on the road, using the city streets?
You don't have the right to travel. They don't think that they're giving you, it's a privilege. In their mind, they think it's a privilege for you to even be on the roads in the first place, to even have a car, to even put gas in it.
Well, yeah,
that's a privilege.
We already pay for that privilege, though, through our license taxes and our taxes
registration.
Registration. We already pay for that privilege.
And I'm
so
sure there's a tax within insurance. Part of the insurance you pay, there's a tax within that too. They just probably don't let you know when they make it mandatory. There's a tax you probably got to pay through the insurance companies. I bet you if you look at your insurance, there's some sort of government tax for that too. So I just want to hear someone defend that and say that's a good idea. Also, they're talking about putting dog tags on people when they fly. So if something happened, they just hit a button and shock you to death. So, I mean, this is getting crazy, man. I just want to hear people defend this stuff.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Alabama. You're breaking up, but it's not your fault. It has something to do with my computer.
No,
I was just to hear what people say when they talk about flying. They're saying they're going to put dog tags on people now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm dead serious. They're talking about putting an electric shock tag on you when you fly in an airplane now. Then they're going to probably push it out to when you're in the airport. Pretty soon it's going to be everywhere you go. That's government. First it's going to be for your freedom and protection. See, so Al-Qaeda is working to their benefit. So...
Oh,
and people
working,
don't see it that way.
It's working exactly how they said right after 9/11 happened, about 6 months after. They were saying that the whole idea of Al-Qaeda attacking America had nothing to do with killing people with any planes or whatever the heck people think happened. They said it had to do with breaking down the infrastructure within the country and the political and creating political chaos. Along that goes with social chaos. That's exactly true.
I mean, so now I can't understand it. I mean, just because you yourself don't have something, like if you don't have something, and that's, I mean, if you read Machiavelli's The Prince, and you listen, anytime Henry Kissinger says that he looks up, he admires something, you need to be careful. This guy needs to be, I mean, this guy, all he's missing is the pitchfork and the horn. I mean, he's right there. And this guy's saying, yeah, Machiavelli, The Prince. You read that stuff, that tells you how they think. Hillary Clinton, they all look up to this. This is what this is their blueprint. And if you look at it, it's a map of how government politics works.
Right, because government is inherently corrupt. And I'll tell you what, it's shocking. And it's not, you know, I try not to put myself on a pedestal for making calls of what was going to happen in the future, but it's really not that hard when you use common sense and historical fact. And I got to tell you, it is shocking, even to me, at how accurate I have been in every one of my conservative-leaning friends or colleagues or whoever have been. It's dead on. It's what we call is dead on, 1% margin for error. That's it.
I mean, forcing people off their insurance, and now it's clear that the government knew. How can you defend Obamacare? I couldn't sleep at night if I defended something. And this guy, his whole campaign was, if you like your health care, you keep it. Why didn't you? Well, you had people that voted for you. I'm sure 15 million of those people that voted for you, I'm sure half of those, probably a third of those people voted for him at least.
We on the way back in, y'all.
Yeah.
We're on the way back in. They're enlarged and in charge in the chat room. If you guys call in at 1-347-945-5229, you'll be put in the host queue, and you'll be able to see what they're talking about sometime when we go to break. And I just wanted them to be ready to come back in because I'm going to need to hear from them here because I'm about ready to, you know, I'm about sick with this. You know what I heard this morning? This is the one I heard this morning. I heard that Republicans are being hypocrites because when Bush was president, they attacked two embassies at a Marriott hotel just before he was supposed to come. So why are we saying something about Benghazi? Let me say this without hollering, okay? I'm going to say it real nice and calm-like. Are you an idiot? Bush did not withhold extra personnel to protect those embassies when he was asked. The Obama administration did. Whether it was he or Hillary Clinton, the order came from them, or as I hear, Valerie Jarrett might be the one that's caught this causing all kind of problems, you know, with things. So I say, once again, it has nothing to do with it because our embassy got attacked. Your embassies can get attacked. That's why you have a security force in them, dumb butts. It could possibly happen. But when your embassy tells you, hey, we're about to get attacked 4 months before they get attacked, and you ignore it, that's an issue. That is an issue. Has nothing to do with your backwards thinking, and I say backwards with a big B, on because the embassy got attacked under Bush, you shouldn't say nothing. It's not about the embassy got attacked. It's about the embassy got attacked on 9/11 when they told you they knew they were getting ready to, and then you come out there with some lie for 3 weeks. 3 weeks. Talking about it was because of some film, and you knew it was because it was Al-Qaeda, and they were flying Al-Qaeda flags all through the city in the prior weeks and months. Understand
well,
what it's about.
Hillary said, what difference does it make?
Yeah, I already covered that. Hold on, Pioggy, because I got to let Alabama first, you and then my unlisted caller that just called in.
There are a few things. It's your favorite caller. What's going on? How you doing today?
Hold on. Yeah, hey, Brown, what's up?
All right.
Spelling that word in there, man. You be nice in there. Be nice.
That was very nice. I think you misread it. Go ahead.
But there's a point. There's a point I wanted to bring up. There's a couple of points. Number one, have you heard about the states now saying that they put ever since you buy cars in 2012 on up, they have this little black box thing in the cars, and it's going to report to the state how much gas you buy every year, and they're going to tax you on it.
Yeah,
there's nothing you can do about it.
Right. Nothing you can do.
And then now they're talking about, and they're entertaining dog tags. When you fly an airplane, like, they're going to put a tag on you that could electrocute you if they feel like something you've done that they don't like, they just push a button. And I don't like the TSA having anything where they can electrocute. I mean, because we're talking about the TSA, the same people. If you say something I don't like, we're going to arrest you. Not if you are a terrorist or if you've done something wrong. If we don't like you, if you piss us off, you're going to jail. That's basically what they're saying, by saying if you crack a joke, or if you say something that they find harsh or offensive, they're going to – well, who's to dictate what's offensive? If you say, hey, don't put your hands in my pants, you can go to jail for that. So that's crazy. Like, that's – I think that's – every – I don't see how anybody, any American can be against freedom. And I just – when you start taxing people, you already taxed me for the gas. You're already getting 50, 60 cents a gallon. Now you're going to tax me again?
Yep.
And I'm wondering why people don't have a problem. I'm really upset about that. Taxing people.
This is the thing. I'll guarantee you, if you go down and ask 20 people, There may be one person that knows what you said is true. And that's the problem, because these people are dolts. They're not paying attention. It's just, you know, my father used to get angry if you did not pay attention while you were driving the car. And if you weren't paying attention while you were doing your homework or doing something, job with, you know, beside him out in the yard or something, oh, he'd be ticked off with you. And he'd tell you, you're not paying attention.
But, Jeff, well, you know what, though? I'm going to say this right here, and I'm going to be honest with you because I'm guilty of this. Sometimes as Americans, we're never in the moment. And what I mean by that is when we're doing something, we're thinking about something else. We live in our heads. So we'll be daydreaming, going through life. And a lot of times when you, it's kind of like you're running on autopilot. And so people a lot of times run on autopilot, and they never concentrate and focus on what they're doing in the moment and be aware of their surroundings and what's going on. They're focused on the vacation they're going to take. Then when they're on their vacation, they're focused on their job, and then when they're at their job, they're focused on – it's just – it's all kind of relative. So, I mean, when you say that, it's kind of – I think it's in a desired effect that's been set up through politicians and government. They want you to kind of be that way. They know they deal with the NLP or something, neurolinguistics. They study this type of stuff to put you in that sort of zombie-like trance through your life, not really have you aware of what's going on.
It all started back with Joseph Goebbels. Actually, a little bit before that, a guy who runs that program called International Baccalaureate. He was a British intelligence officer. He knew how.
Well, it was Sigmund Freud's nephew or somebody that they hired to try to study this stuff. That's why most of the big companies now, big conglomerate corporations, study this stuff to kind of almost. It's almost like they market you. That's why a lot of Americans are in debt, because of the way that they study neurolinguistics. They understand the way your brain works, and they almost kind of – it's almost like beyond your own control. I know that sounds unfair because you still have your own decision to make. But if you're not aware of something, the colors they pick, the way they package stuff, the way they set it up, set the display up, all that stuff is geared to make you separate from your dollar.
Let me tell you just like this. They do
even
it all
you don't
the time.
Need
and then, Pianchi, I want you to come in. The thing is it doesn't matter. They are getting you because of this. They have the airwaves, and whatever they do, that's why those commercials are like they are on TV. They come and they sound louder. They're not any louder than everything else, but they raise certain levels of the sound spectrum, and they cause you to pay attention. Look at a baby. You'll be just nonchalantly doing something, but as soon as that commercial comes on, he perks up and starts looking at the TV screen. That's because they have this down to a science.
They do that with light, too. They do that with light as well. The flicker
of
the television is set up on a certain wavelength that affects you on a sub. They deal with your chakras. These people, they know what they're doing. Yeah,
yes, they
deal with all that.
So that's why when I see the lemmings, that one pastor told me that I'm only 8% of the people that don't agree with Barack Obama. And I said, I don't care. That's a good 8% to be in, because that means I'm not shackled. But, you know, Bianchi, go ahead and say something, because I'm getting wound up.
Well, I shot my TV with a 20 gauge years ago. So maybe those subliminal messages caused me to do that.
But you know what, though, Pianchi? 100 years ago, they say people, our average IQs were actually higher. People were actually smarter.
Oh, they were.
They didn't have a TV. They had to read. That's the only thing you had was reading.
In the school my grandson went to, they used the old math books where they had actual word problems rather than the things that they have today.
Right,
but, you know, I was just trying to find my notes where we began to have this conversation about Americans – poor Americans not being insured. And I've got them here someplace, but if I remember correctly, the report was like 19 million Americans not being insured or something like that. And somebody just made reference
to that. Those are the ones that got kicked
off. 14 million is being kicked off and have to pay some outlandish premiums. I heard one case where a lady's premium, a deductible that is, went from $2,000 a year up to like $20,000 a year?
Yeah.
How stupid is this, man?
Well, they're gonna get some subsidies that'll bring that back down. But the thing is why the heck do you need a subsidy? You weren't paying that much in the first place. But they're locking you.
Also, Jeff, you got to look at when you take people off of the insurance rolls. That makes they deal on actuary charts and stuff. That means everybody that's left on that insurance, their prices are gonna raise because it's based on numbers. It floats. It has nothing to do with greed. It's like in order for us to make a profit, we have to charge this amount. So if you kick 20 million people off of their insurance, what's gonna happen is, and then you go to these doctors. And then by default, also, it's working in two ways, because if the government is only going to pay 80% on the dollar, that calls to the doctor. You can't do that. Like when the doctor says, okay, well, they charge 20, they're giving me 80 cents on the dollar. That means the price is going to go up. And so when the price goes up, the insurance is going to have to pay more. So it's really kind of, it's all going to single payer, whether you want it to go or not.
Yeah, well, the government already has liabilities that it cannot meet.
Go ahead, Brown.
Good morning.
Yeah, I should cuss you out for making noise on the show, man, but I'm going to let you
go. It was an accident. It was an accident.
Yeah.
I'm drinking.
Whatever. Go ahead.
You mentioned Benghazi. First, I thought it was just a bunch of hype, but, yeah, they lied. Governments lie. They covered things up. But if you look at all the calls, and I'll even include the Bush administration in this, of all the warnings that they had before 9/11. These guys, and to take the defense of any administration, you know, they probably got intelligence briefings of everything that's going on all over the world. They're probably stacked pretty high and get gone over every morning. It's difficult to watch after everything.
Well, let me differ with you before we go to break here. This particular one, 9/11, they had no specific threat, okay?
Right.
But on this attack, they did. They were told that the embassy was being targeted by Al-Qaeda and that they were flying the Al-Qaeda flag throughout Benghazi. And that
there were Pacific threats before
9/11.
There were Pacific threats before
9/11.
And the guy that Alabama is talking about is Edward Bernays. I was reading about him 2 weeks ago, and he's responsible.
Sigmund Freud.
Yeah, that's Sigmund Freud's nephew.
Yeah.
And he's responsible, just as Alabama was saying, with being able to manipulate people.
Listen, hold that till we get beyond this break,
because
we're about to go to the top of our news. We thank everybody for coming in here. You guys are very interesting. I appreciate it. We'll be right back.
Brown.
Yeah, you surprised me that you came with that. Not a lot of people know that.
Yeah, but well, one thing I find interesting about Benghazi, I can't fault intelligence for being proactive early on, because we get threats, every couple of weeks we get a threat from Al-Qaeda. Folks don't take that seriously.
There were threats before Al-Qaeda, and there's other groups besides Al-Qaeda.
I agree, but the thing is,
you're watching the whole world.
I can't stop. What I'm saying is I don't blame people if something happens and we weren't prepared. Because, stuff happened all the time. But when you start talking about a live feed into the White House, within an hour or so of it starting, and then the dudes die 6 hours later, and then the next day I didn't know nothing about it till the next morning. That's either incompetence or you lying. But it's either or. Now that part, I have to say, he wrong for that. But I don't blame them for having previous knowledge. It happens all the time.
Is that kind of that organization that the United States helped create? And really, I don't too much care about
Stevenson. No, they don't just
Stevenson.
Help create. They're over there training them in Iraq right now. Commandos are doing that right now. Al-Qaeda is a government.
I really don't too much care about Stevens getting killed. But, hell, he was taking Libyan weapons and selling them to the Syrian rebel, wasn't he?
That's what he was in the middle of doing, yeah.
And it was a war zone.
Yeah, it was a war zone.
Any time someone gets killed, I'm going to be heartbroken. But the fact that you're trying to make a mountain, people are trying to make a mountain out of a molehill, that's what gets me. when
but see, but then
you
they have,
have
a feed. Within they had a feed, live feed in the White House. Now this is documented. They had a feed, so they sat there and watched with drones, and they could have fired off with those drones within minutes and cleared it out and got those. That's why that guy got killed on top of the roof, because he was trying to pinpoint them with a laser precision thing, and then it didn't fire and he got killed. That did happen.
I agree with.
I'm not denying that
this
it didn't happen. I don't think anybody is denying that the fight happened, that the attack happened. But what they're trying to do is what I'm starting to realize from some people who keep going with this Benghazi thing is that they're trying to dig more into it, saying that Obama perpetrated this whole, masterminded this whole thing in order to kill
him. No, I wouldn't say he masterminded it. He sat there and watched it, though. I don't think he masterminded it.
I think he left him to die, and he did that.
Alabama, you got people that are convinced that Obama is deeply ingrained, you know, with the Muslims that the radical Muslims.
You got people that believe that to their heart.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have to be deeply ingrained with radical Muslims. He's deeply ingrained with the likes of Hillary Clinton, Susan Rice, and Samantha Powers.
The point they're trying to prove to the American people that Obama is truly a Muslim. And he is indoctrinated.
I don't care if he is a Muslim, so what? I can care less about Obama being a Muslim.
That has nothing to do with this attack. This is what the attack was about. And you're right. Stevens was giving arms to a certain faction that would eventually be enemies. And no American wanted to hear that we were giving arms to them. They just didn't want to hear it. But Stevens didn't just go over there with guns. Somebody told him to do it. And that person was Obama. He said, go give them the guns. Let's make a trade here. You give them those guns. He didn't want anybody to find out about it. And I just kind of find it funny that 140 miles away from Benghazi, there was an air base with helicopters that may not have been there in time to stop the attack, but they never showed up, period. And we did have drones with missiles mounted, ready to go. And the guy who marked those locations, like I think what Pianchi was saying, had them marked and died marking those locations because they had no intent to save those people at Benghazi because they wanted to cover up those arms.
What CIA operation under any administration wants to be outed? They all want to remain secret. All that work wants to remain secret. So why do we want
The reason it got leaked was because people died. Hold on. People died, and the people got upset within the military. That's why they're clearing out the military now, because there are also people within there that disagreed, that didn't. A lot of military people were upset that we watched our guys die over there. So that's why it got leaked in the first place. Stuff happens all the time, Diva, and people, we never find out about it. The reason this became such a big deal was because we sat there and watched them die.
And you're not upset that your buddy is getting killed in Iraq right next to you looking for WMDs that was never there, that he moved before they entered into that country, but you won't get upset about Benghazi? You're disingenuous.
No, Diva, at least they know the situation.
No, I don't think people get upset about Benghazi.
Hey,
I think that what they're doing is throwing the light on Obama. But here's another thing, Diva, you being a woman, as a black private first class, Lavina Johnson was in Iraq, and she was raped. She was set on fire. She was had lye poured in her vagina, and the Pentagon came back and said she committed suicide. She was from my area. So where's the outcry on that?
Hey, listen, you know, what we need to be paying attention to is the number of one-star or colonels, one-star to four-star generals that are mysteriously leaving the service under charges that would normally go overlooked. 32 of them in the last 11 months. There has never been, since World War II, there has never been that many generals leave active duty.
Why do you think that is? They're trying to get people in the White House, in the military that will kill Americans.
There you go.
Why are these generals leaving?
Okay, 100. And honest,
why does the gentleman that said that, why do you think that is? What's your
Because I'm gonna be honest with you, because they know that this
is why the generals are leaving.
I'm gonna answer. The reason I said that was because this country is about to go under, and there are a lot of people in this country, even within the military manuals, ex-veterans are number one, enemy number one, because they've been trained to kill. This is it's set up like that. The government, and I believe Republican and Democrat, I'm not going to just go back and forth with Diva. Republican and Democrat are on board. They know it's about to go under, and they see it, and they know that we need generals that we can trust when it comes time to go after the people. They need top-heavy people, and right now, the people that are disagreeing, these and their generals that have come out and said, I was asked, will I fire on my own Americans? That's a fact. That's clear. It's out there.
Let me ask you something, Alabama, because I listen to the show, and I hear, just because of Obamacare, because of certain things, I've heard several people saying, we don't mind a civil war. We don't mind the people rising up against the federal government. So my thing is, if you are talking about rising up against the federal government, what makes you think they're not going to prepare themselves for that? They're supposed to sit back and just take it?
Oh, okay, Diva, you asked me a question? I'm finna answer it. Diva, this is the thing. 90% of this country don't think like, and I ain't trying to be funny, don't think that everything the government does is good. Even if you are a liberal, a Democrat, Republican, homo, whatever, at the end of the day, this country is being dragged in a certain direction, and most people disagree with it, even if you're on the left or the right. And so when people say they want to rise up against the government, most of the time, not every time, there are people that think, okay, we may have to take guns, and I think it's going to come to that. I do believe that, but I don't think I'm going to take the first shot.
Once again, and we're talking to you about what's on our mind and listening to what's on your mind. And we invite you to give us a call and voice your view, 330-781-9600 or 1-347-945-5229. And
yeah.
We're talking about a number of things today, the health care law and Benghazi. And here's the thing. I don't know if anybody read my site a few on Facebook, and I said that the things were going to fall apart of their own accord as we went further and further into this administration because of the things that they're doing. People don't believe in prayer. I know, Matt. Benghazi is a molehill, although an ambassador died. When ambassadors get killed, guess what? People go to war usually, but you have somebody to want to hide behind drone strikes, and the people that killed our ambassador walked the streets of Benghazi and were over there sunning themselves on the beach for time and time again, and so nobody's doing whatever. I don't want to hear no idiotic statements. So anyway, Brown, who was talking last? Was that Brown? Because I got 330-482, and I got South Carolina coming up after.
Yeah, that was Brown.
Go ahead, Brown.
I think I finished up what I was saying. If I didn't finish up, I still lost my train of thought by now.
I understand. Sorry about that. We had to pay bills. 482, 330-482.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey.
I was going to call, and most of the time we can find where we've been by watching a timeline, you know, by putting just a line and then putting events that have happened, and then we look back and make it like a journal. And a couple of the callers reference that they take notes, and so do I, while I'm listening to the show. And I have also, I put a foot through my TV, so I'm also on the same bandwagon with someone else that did what they did. And we don't have TV in our house. I mean, it's there to watch a movie, but no commercials or whatever. But anyhow, on this show, on Tracy and Friends, I documented that there was a audio played, and it was right. It was Fast and Furious was going on. It was open mic, and I do believe it was Matt brought it up that there was this news report because Hillary Clinton was in Libya.
Right.
And you might have been at the station that day, and the audio was played of the cheering and chanting that went on in the background while she was there. It, not long after that, the Benghazi attack happened.
Right.
And then one of our five-star generals had a scandalous, a horrible thing.
Right.
okay? Right. If you take all of this and you just keep putting the check marks in a line and writing the events down and putting the dates there, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you want to believe, what you think. You know, denial is a great big word when you want to use it for a lot of things. You can't deny that our government has been behind some scandalous and un-American things. And,
Worse than most other times.
What do you mean by un-American?
What exactly do you mean by un-American?
Well, the Constitution is being torn away, and we can see this through the way that, you know, we hear these hearings, you know. Has anyone heard a final call on Fast and Furious? You know, did Hillary ever have to give a testimony? Oh, no, she had a concussion or something, so that's just gone. Now we have a five-star general. He was going to be, you know, put through the ringer because he had an affair.
That's Petraeus.
Correct. And, you know, but yeah, that general never Petraeus. Came to an end. Then we have Benghazi. No one's ever came to an end. Then we have, you know, it just goes on and on.
Benghazi's not over, and if Benghazi is the linchpin,
there's a father.
Jeff, I think y'all need to realize nothing's going to happen to this guy because of Benghazi, okay? The man's
never going to do nothing to him.
I totally disagree with you on
that. But that's okay.
Okay.
The one thing I think he's right about is I don't think Obama is going to come down because of Benghazi alone. I think it's going to be some damning evidence against him during whatever happens, because I'm sorry what he's done to America with Obamacare and these other crazy
I bet y'all $1,000 apiece. I guarantee you that nothing's, no harm is going to come to him. This is not going to make the media. It's going to go under the rug. I guarantee you.
Check this out.
Nothing's going to happen to this guy.
France also benefited. France benefited very handsomely from what went on in Libya. And
absolutely.
The only African country that I know of that supported France was South Africa, Jacob Zuma. And then just here not maybe a couple of weeks ago, Zuma gives France a $40 billion contract to develop infrastructure transportation. So all these things are relevant, and you know, this is just totally ridiculous how stupid, how dumb Americans are to let this go on right beneath their noses.
But you know something? I know you guys are hard on this administration, but if you look back at the previous administration and the administration before that and the administration before that and keep extrapolating backwards, none of this stuff is anything new.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yep.
No.
Well,
oh,
it is yeah, new, it is. Beasley.
Come on,
it's
you're
new.
Talking about – let me
actually,
let me explain
actually,
to you how it's new.
You're wrong on that.
Well,
it's new because you never have had this many people discussing what you're talking about. Absolutely, this has been going on for a long time,
but
never in my life have I heard
lot,
so many Americans being up to date what's going on.
That has
it's
a lot
never,
to do that we're living in an information age where information is readily available.
No,
and
that's
it's
not,
also
that's,
available. Let me continue. It's available through alternative sources. Okay?
Self, you come up next.
People can write blogs. Also, people congregate on the Internet and via the Internet and on blogs, message boards, talk shows. So, of course, yes, there's a wider dissemination of information. You have more people talking about it. Also, you have more people feeling a financial crunch. And when people feel a financial crunch, they get angry and they look for reasons why things they are the way they are. So I think it has more to do with our times why you have a bigger awareness. But scandals in presidential administrations are nothing new. Nothing new. The vice president's his chief of staff was convicted of crimes, was convicted of covering up, was convicted of obstruction of justice, was convicted of crimes.
You mean Cheney?
Scooter Libby I'm talking about.
Oh, Scooter Libby,
I mean,
yeah.
And you have a lot of things that went on in that administration and the administration before that. That's why I'm saying it's nothing new.
Cheney was found to be giving bribes to Nigerian officials but you have a law which specifically forbids that, and you bringing other people to justice for doing that. So you're absolutely right. But you know, real quick, let me give you this real quick. 2008, I had a note that 46.3 million Americans was uninsured. Of that, 9.5 million with incomes over 75K who chose not to have it. And you had 10 million foreigners. So if you got 14 million Americans being knocked off of their insurance policies that they've been happily paying for, what does this tell you about this act?
But also, Pionki, I know South Carolina is your turn. I just want to add this point because Jeff was on break when we really got into something I thought was kind of interesting about why those generals are getting kicked off. I think the government is doing stuff to where they're getting ready to where they want generals in there to kill Americans. And I don't think it's just because people are afraid of the Tea Party. I just don't think that's really the real reason. I think it's chess, not checkers. They get ready to do some stuff because the country's about to go in some real bad times. It's not going to get better. They print $85 billion a month. It has to correct itself. When it does, people are going to be paying $10, $20 for a gallon of gas, and people are going to be upset. And they're going to blame the government, and they need to be protected. And when it gets like that, Republicans and Democrats alike, that's why I agree with Brown, are on board with this. I think that's why they call it Olympus. They think they're better. They think they're above us. And when people want to rise up and correct it, they're going to want to read the Constitution and go back to the Constitution. And when they want to do that, that's when it's going to get ugly. Because these people ain't going to let this stuff go, this power go. They're talking about putting something in your car to track how fast you're going right through a ticket every time you break the speed limit. And they're going to just send it to you in the mail. They don't even have to have police sitting around the corner waiting on you no more. These people are going way too far with this. And this is going in all areas, putting dog tags on people when they ride an airplane so they can shock them. I mean, the government is getting way too invasive in people's lives, and when people rise up, they're going to need to kill them. That's just bottom line.
Well, like I was saying, South, you go ahead, because I'm going to say something after you get done as well.
Well, you know, there's never been a president that said, you know, open his mouth and said that he wants to fundamentally change America. So that in itself is different, and he's taken steps to do so. So that in itself is enough for people to be concerned.
I think Roosevelt fundamentally changed America, though.
Oh yeah, he did.
But check it out. Never at any other time has so many things been being done illegally at one time as in this administration. That's what people are trying to say.
During the Depression, Roosevelt did some stuff, though, Jeff. I mean, Roosevelt came and he did three terms. He came in and did all types of different. He really just skipped the Constitution, graduated tax. This dude.
Well, the Constitution didn't lock you into two terms then. That was changed after him.
So the
thing is I'm talking about how things are being handled now, and so we have to really take a look at what's going on. How is he getting away with some of this stuff now? And I think it has to do with some higher things than we're paying attention to.
He's the perfect president, though. Because he's black, Jeff. I mean, you can't do nothing because you're racist.
No. They said in the beginning, Brown and everybody, that he was a blank piece of paper that they could make, and they could make him into anything that they wanted him to be. And that's what they did.
What they mean by a blank piece of paper is that he doesn't have a long history of making all types of statements and opinions that they can use against
him. He was an idiot in Congress.
Kissinger said. Henry Kissinger said we can do more things for the New World Order under Obama than we never thought possible.
Well, it was also I wanted to address something Jeff said about the criminality of this administration. First off, I'm on record. All these administrations do all kinds of dirty dealing, back dealing, slick deals, and lies.
No doubt, that's
the way that it works. But yeah, and you're old enough to remember the Nixon administration. Now, no administration was as dirty or crooked or lying as the Nixon administration. And the evidence of that, let me just finish the sentence. And the evidence of that
is how many people were indicted, how many people served jail time, Haldeman, Ehrlichman.
On one charge.
Not multiple charges. On many charges.
At any rate, all having to do with Watergate.
You're defending them what they did? Stop.
No, I'm saying that it was one thing, and the one thing alone, and that was...
They went to prison for what they did.
Over Watergate.
It brought the administration down.
Yeah, but this guy ain't going to jail for nothing.
Over lying and covering up Watergate.
Well, the point is one issue. We have IRS. We have NSA. We have Fast and Furious. We have the doggone Benghazi. You have all of them. That's four things right there, and that's not even all of them.
And the sad thing is that you didn't mention the issue that resonates the strongest with me, and that's this whole NSA spying on Americans.
I did mention NSA. The second thing.
I'm sorry. All right. Well, that affects our lives, everyone that's listening, more than anything else.
Is it fair that they're tracking your track? If you roll down a hill, Brown, they're going to load that up to the NSA, and you're going to get a ticket in the mail for $300 because you rolled down a hill over 35.
That's right. What he's just saying, we're starting to see things now that truly infringes on the rights of United States citizens. Of course, we have had all these different corruptions in the past, but they did not affect us the way we see what's coming down the pipe. And I think
individual
that's
liberty.
Horrible.
Hey, guys,
what infringes more than anything else is making people do something against their will. You have to purchase health insurance.
You're absolutely right.
That one thing has infringed and caused more chaos and will cause more chaos and set more precedents than anything else. Okay?
And then they want to stick you up.
When they paid us by car insurance, though, Brown.
Well, now, car insurance is a different thing. That's totally different, brother.
No, Pionk, if you got the money, Pionk, if you got millions of dollars in the bank and you can prove it, why do you have to pay for it?
Well, you don't.
You don't have to buy
car insurance. All you have to do is meet financial liability. But they said if you don't have insurance,
you can't show no police your bank statement.
No, you can have either a CD or you can post bonds for the financial liability required by states, or you can buy insurance. But when they say that you got to have health insurance, and if you don't, you can only get it in a particular
Brown,
place.
Brown.
You're going to get a citation if you don't have insurance. You can have bonds. Hold on, Alabama.
They're both compulsory. The only difference is health insurance is much more intrusive into your life. And it costs a heck of a lot more. You don't have to drive now, right?
This is true.
I don't necessarily have to go to the doctor.
Hey, I got an unlisted caller there. I want to hear from you. Unlisted caller, you just came in about a few minutes ago. Come on in. Okay, you hit your one, so you lit up, so that's why I called you.
Hey, Jeff, yeah. I just want to come on the heels of something Brown just said. He said, well, you don't have to go to your doctor. That's absolutely true. You don't. But unfortunately, now we have to pay whether we go to our doctor
or not.
Absolutely.
Right.
And so, if you injured yourself and whatever, this is what they're doing, and this is what we are not paying attention to. Anybody that says that Benghazi is nothing is absolutely ignorant of how our system works. Anybody that says that, I agree with something Brown said or you all were saying, that car insurance was the camel's nose under the tent that upset some things. Okay, there's no doubt about that, and so therefore we have to really take that with a grain of salt. That's what happened. They knew that they could get so far, and you have people that have a lot of this has been a 100-year plan that has gone over many other people that were in place over the years. And so you can't just deny, that these people are doing things to take over and doing things to control the population. That is the problem that we are saying here. And no, you are, they are taking you over, and you better stand up for it now, or it's going to be too late in another 3 or 4 years. No doubt about it. Local caller, you're in there.
Hey, Jeff, this is Chris from Berlin Center.
Hey, Chris.
What's happening?
Nothing much. We had a lone stranger came in.
I'll tell you, Benghazi really is a really bitter subject for me. My biggest problem with it is how many hours went by? 6, 8 before they killed off all of us that were over there?
Yeah, before they killed the ambassador. That's the thing that's hot. They ordered the ambassador begged for months for there to be, you know, more security sent. So if they weren't going to send the security and they had the intelligence that they had, they should have pulled him out of there and pulled the personnel out.
Here's my scenario with this whole thing. So we're under attack, and people attacking are most likely, I'd consider, terrorists, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. They were Al-Qaeda.
So
it was a war zone. There was a war going on.
And took out the 200 or so people outside the embassy. At the end of the day, that's 200 less terrorists you got to worry about, right?
Well, thank you.
Okay.
But you're mistaken in one thing. Those terrorists we supported in that war that they had just killed Gaddafi and his forces. You have to understand.
We trained them. We didn't just support them. We trained them, Jeff.
We did everything for them. Yeah, we funded everything. We funded the Arab Spring. Period. And that's
we created
what
created it.
No, nobody wants to believe that. This wickedness called the Arab Spring, we created and funded.
I believe that. I definitely believe that. And I was actually surprised when Arab Spring happened. And
well, Obama came out in support of the Arab Spring,
by the way.
Very vocal.
Immediately.
Wolfowitz, Cheney, Rumsfeld, when they used to talk, okay, in the middle of the insurgency in Iraq, that there's going to be this large push for democracy all across countries throughout the Middle East, I thought they were nuts. But little did I know, they were probably spending millions of dollars and lots of operatives to make that happen. And it actually did happen. And so they're the birthplace for this Arab Spring. It was created in their minds, and they fostered it, and it happened. And this administration that's in now just continued the same policy.
That's not what the Arab Spring was about. The Arab Spring wasn't about the spread of democracy throughout the Middle East. It had nothing to do with that.
What happened was they got rid of the leaders and the dictators in each of those countries.
Yes, it did, and it made room for groups like the Muslim Brotherhood
All right.
Hey guys, what it did was. They may have been dictators, but there was a level of stability.
Absolutely.
With their dictatorship.
Unless you're against the government. You guys are nuts when you say this.
Hold on, I swear to God.
I'm sorry, Tracy.
I know, don't swear, but I'm just saying, listen, there was a level
It's not civility when you have a dictator.
I didn't
dictator.
Say civility.
What you do
no,
is,
no, baby, I didn't say civility. I said stability. S-T-A-B-I-L-I-T-Y. Stability.
Tracy, you're going to spin. At least introduce yourself, Tracy. You just gonna jump in. We don't know who you are.
Right.
Oh, they don't know you.
Oh man.
They said, "Depart from me."
I'm just saying, Tracy just come in, arguing with folks. We don't know who is this. Oh, that's Tracy. This is your show. Come on in. We gotta get some music, a bumper music, or something. God, Tracy, get on the show. Nobody know what's up.
That's why
how
I
you know it's Tracy.
That's why
fell
I
right
always.
Out the ceiling.
She fell out of the ceiling. She has a voice.
How do
Tracy
you know
just come in like poof. We like, who is this?
It's a new caller. I'm just saying, the stability of the region, if as wacko as they may have been.
Tracy, you gonna come in and give us some Vaseline? That's all I'm saying.
You know, y'all wrong. Y'all wrong.
Tracy, just come in. I'm like, golly, man. Let us know.
I got bumper for that. I got bumper for that.
This is not Tracy. Tracy has not arrived yet. This is Shaniqua just speaking.
Okay. This is the evil twin?
That's right.
Oh, okay.
The Democrats.
You know, they say that women have three personalities. This is just one of my.
This the ratchet twin. This is the ratchet Shaniqua, huh?
That's what I'm saying. See that? You follow me? Follow me with this. And so what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? What I'm saying is, it's the liberal part. But no, they don't.
Oh, okay. I thought you're trying to joke on the way I talk.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we gotta announce Tracy, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Grace Jones.
Well, listen. You heard what he said, right?
What?
He said, don't just be pulling up
in
here.
Hold on, I ain't with that. Now. I was just joking now. I ain't with all that
man,
now. Y'all. Hold up.
Grace Jones.
Okay.
Y'all got me mixed up.
Bishop Noel Jones on the Preachers of L.A.
I wonder if he's going to come on.
You know she got to show up.
I wonder if she's going to show up and be the sister. And I don't think everybody know that that's his sister.
She going to say that. She going to come on there and say, that's why I don't be messing around with y'all. Y'all crazy.
I got to go back to this. I'm going to forget.
All right.
Listen.
That was pull up to my bumper, baby, if she didn't know.
Listen. My God. Just serious. Benghazi, Arab Spring, stability, the dictators, they may have had a wacky way of doing things. They may have been the worst leaders in the world, but Gaddafi, Hussein, they had control over everything there. And Mubarak, they no one crossed certain lines. When we
Gaddafi actually wasn't as bad as they made him out to be. I mean,
that's
I know he did some crazy stuff, but he wasn't as bad as they made him out to be.
Like I said, they may be nuts. They may be crazy, but they no one was going to go and trip on them because you could lose your life. It's the same thing like in Syria. You're not going to trip in Syria right now because if you trip in Syria, you will get tripped. You follow me?
What's happening right now?
Hold on. The stability has now shifted, and there is none. And the people who were that caused the Muslim Brotherhood, they had boundaries, but they didn't go so far. Now everything is inside of the Muslim Brotherhood hands, and they're controlling it all.
And they're killing Christians by the boatload.
I mean, if you don't believe what I believe, I will take you out, and they are doing it. And so all of that has now just shifted. So the peace and the peace and tranquility of whatever they have there between the cousins, they're not.
But actually, that's pure though. They're just purists, Tracy. They're just doing what they did back 800 years ago. That's what they used to do.
When she speaks of stability and peace and tranquility, what you have is heavy-handed repressive regimes.
And the Muslim Brotherhood are nice.
Let me continue.
Okay.
The Muslim Brotherhood was outlawed in Egypt. Okay.
Yes.
The Brotherhood, I think Pianki, I think he mentioned, is a creation of British intelligence. But that's not my point. My point is this. When you sponsor repression of people, and people understand this, people understand that the reason why Mubarak was in power for so long is because he was sponsored by the United States to the tune of, I think it's $2-3 billion a year. When people are aware that, it builds resentment because he would not be in power with his foot on our neck if it weren't for the United States. So when you sponsor this abuse and this repression, it creates so much animosity and anger that things like 9/11 happen. And do you understand what I'm saying?
We know what you're saying.
Right.
We know what you're saying.
Agree with it a little.
But also the Muslim Brotherhood was duly elected, though.
Hold on, Brown.
Go ahead, Chris. Because he can't hear.
What does Islam, what does Islam treat homosexuality?
They kill you.
Okay, so why would you send an openly gay U.S. ambassador to be an ambassador in a Muslim country?
Well, we didn't know that he was openly gay.
Was he openly gay?
Because he had a wife and kids.
He did.
So, if you were,
I just said this is the first that I'm hearing this, but I'm not surprised.
He was openly.
He might have been
elected by
Obama.
That's why they sodomized him. They knew he was gay, though.
Alabama, we can't talk on top of Chris because we cannot hear him crying.
Yeah.
It won't work. Go ahead, Chris.
Sorry.
If Obama knew that about him, that just shows his lack of leadership. And, I mean, you're asking, you're trampling over all their beliefs when you do stuff like that. So what do you think is going to happen?
Hold on a second. What religion embraces gay people? Christianity?
Ask which
one.
Ask which ones murder gay people.
I'm sorry?
Which religion murders gay people?
What are you guys talking about? There's millions.
Well, let's not get into
Muslims,
that now.
There's only one religion that murders gay people, and that is Islam.
Muslims that go to mosque. All gays aren't being killed by Muslims. All organized religions are against homosexuality.
Sir?
Well, Sodom and Gomorrah wasn't really a picnic, was it?
That wasn't the question. I said very clearly and succinctly, what religions kill gay people? And what did Ahmadinejad say when they asked, "Are you going to, what are you going to do with the gay people in your country?" And he said,
"You're all over the place."
Let me pull things from all over the place
to justify your ideology. That's what the right does.
You're incorrect.
No, that's the left.
Wow.
You're totally incorrect, and I had to.
I'm not going
to
get into
an
argument over religion, Jeff. So go ahead and finish saying what you're going to say.
No, the point.
I'm
going to
be nice
was,
today.
The point was when he talked about the, when you talk about the Muslim brother, and with Chris, to Chris's point, even if you Hillary Clinton and President Obama, they should have no way send anyone over to the Middle East to be an ambassador, even if they thought they might be gay.
Absolutely.
Well, no, because
that's
you know
disrespect.
What? Then you got
to
say the same thing. Then you got
to
say the same thing about women. If you put a woman ambassador in there, it would be an insult to them as well.
No,
and it was with Condoleezza Rice.
Hold on.
Yes, it was with Condoleezza Rice. They refused. They didn't even give her a chair one time.
As long as you go by their customs, I mean, don't get me wrong. It is not as insensitive as sending someone who they believe they should kill. They stone the women, but they don't kill them all the time. As long as she wasn't over there whoremongering and dressing nude, she might have been halfway decent. But when you start taking off your clothes and saying you're going to try to sleep with our little boys, then you got issues. They will kill you. But then you got.
Or when you come out in public with miniskirts on.
There you go. But you got men.
But
was he
flaunting his homosexuality? Because, I mean, this is the first time I heard that he was gay.
I had never heard.
It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference if he's feminine over there. They'll judge it. It don't make me. You walk around with your wrist all bent. That's it.
But he wasn't effeminate, so how would they know that? Okay, we're gonna kill him because he's gay. That's what I'm hearing from this conversation. That's what I'm taking away from this conversation.
I don't think that's why they killed him. But at the end of the day, I don't think they liked it.
He was out in the public, like going to market to make his groceries.
Yeah, I know he wasn't that crazy.
Well, the fact that he was dealing arms to the rebels, though whoever killed him could have been under the disguise of being Al-Qaeda. So we really don't know the identification that these people that killed him had in their pocket. So we go with the least.
Wasn't he
what's
over there as a front for the CIA operation that was going on? Isn't that what came out?
There
was an actual CIA operation.
And just really quick, I'd like to clear something up because I've heard different. It wasn't just that we already gave the arms to them. I thought this was a mission to retrieve these arms and get them back. Did anybody else hear that? Because I was sure that it was us trying to retrieve
our
arms.
I heard they were running guns. I don't know what the truth is.
We never know.
Some of Libyan weapons
and
being found all the way down in Nigeria.
We don't know the truth, this ain't the hurdle, Obama. Hey, that's what I'm saying.
We got to go. We'll be right back after these messages.
Leave the sound on.
In a confrontation with police earlier this month, was arrested in Texas for the murder of...
You know, some of Libyan weapons have been found. It's showing up all the way down into Nigeria, so... Yes, people got those weapons stored. That is one of the black markets of war.
But you know what, Pianki, the sad part about America, man, is like they done so much dirt. It ain't got nothing to do with us as Americans that want to work and raise our families. It ain't nothing to do with us. They don't even have to do this stuff they doing. We got enough.
You're right.
But no, you want to go over, and you got your hands in so much dirt now to where it's like if we pull back, the people that's got their hands in that dirt, they done tasted blood, they'll ruin this country before we get in there and actually pull back and stop doing this stuff we doing.
You know, you heard me tell. So we have went to Egypt, groups of us and black African Americans, hundreds.
For black people in Egypt, man, because I want to go.
Nobody even bother us, man. We've had children go over there on group. We have organization like the Dessert Club take up the 200, 250 black youth to Egypt. Nobody never bothers. So
I met a lady that spent 3 months in Egypt, man. She was just telling me how them people, the Egyptians, the old Egyptians from back in the day, were black. We spent hours talking, and I said I want to go, but I'm nervous about going over there.
Well, I'm talking about from political wise, they do not bother. They at least they wouldn't. And I just Tony Broda just went over there not just recently, I mean, maybe this summer, and they don't bother the black American. But when you have some of them people come over there, Europeans come over there, particularly when they dress ill-appropriate, they have been killed. And it's just, I mean, you just have to respect other people's house.
It's not yours. It's about someone coming over there trying to fundamentally change the way they do things, their culture, and how they live. That's where they have a problem, and that's where America gets it wrong in other countries.
But Diva, the thing is about Americans in the West is that, and this is going to sound racist on my part. I'm not saying it to be racist. Their culture has always been that of, I'm white, things are supposed to go my way, I'm supposed to get what I want because I'm white, and that's how everybody thinks about us in America. They think, hey, you white, everything's for you to get what you want.
It's called white supremacy. You're right. Listen to this. I went and put it's been around for a while. I'm reading this article that's talking about this Stevens being gay, but listen to this last part. It says Stevens' corpse was dragged outside and sodomized by an angry mob because that's what Muslims do. They have sex with the dead bodies of gay men. Apparently,
I'm sorry, just really quick, let me interject. The same thing was done to Gaddafi when they captured him. He was sodomized as well. So, yes, that is...
You know what?
They don't like homosexuality, but they don't mind sodomizing dead bodies.
You know what?
Well,
this probably never happened.
This
probably never happened. This is the twist. This is the spin. This is how you dehumanize people.
Okay.
Well, no, what do you mean? That Stevens was never sodomized? Is that what you're saying?
I don't think no men had sex with no dead bodies over in that area.
Sodomy doesn't have to deal with a body part. It could be
with a broomstick.
Sodomy doesn't mean sex. Sodomy means that you shove an object in an area. It doesn't matter what object it is. That's sodomy.
Well, you had a black man that was in custody in New York was sodomized that way with white police officers. So come on.
That still confuses me because you would think you wouldn't want to do that, whether you use an object or not, because you are so against that act.
It's
done to demoralize the person.
But you know what?
Well, they cut off John the Baptist's head and sit on the table.
You know what I find, and it happens on the left and the right,
their body down the street.
That people are so afraid and so skeptical of the other side that they'll believe anything that comes down the pike. They'll believe anything that they read or what they hear.
I wasn't there, so I have to rely on reports, and I try to look for the most reliable.
Do you believe everything that you hear? Well, look, I mean, I'm. Do you believe that Obama was born in Hawaii?
Well, you know another thing I heard on NPR.
What did he say?
Hold on. No, you know what? I don't believe he was born
ever,
in Hawaii.
And I can't,
but,
all right, so I mean.
Right. Yeah,
I
man,
right,
that's what you're dealing with, those, because they just got the plantain.
I
got
to figure it out, because I love me a plantain, you know
what
I mean?
You got that answer,
though. Chicken, absolutely. Oh, you want to
yeah, you guys came back fast. Yeah, they don't must have ran out of food.
Oh, you kind of.
Absolutely.
Oh, sister.
Absolutely.
Sister, you better watch yourself.
Is South Carolina on the phone?
Wagwan, what you dealing with? South Carolina, you down there?
South Carolina, you are in so much trouble.
What do you
South
mean?
Y'all
Carolina.
Came back fast. They must have ran out of food.
Oh, man, we done messed around and did a private commercial. Live all the
what
time. Y'all was messing around.
What'd I do, Tracy?
You were supposed to send me an email last week, right?
Yeah.
How I get my email this morning? Did you put it on a slow boat of a snail mail? Okay, I'm done. Hey, local call?
Yeah, Tracy, hi. Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
Real good. It's Deanna.
Hey, Deanna.
I heard them talking about this conversation about the ambassador being sodomized.
Yeah.
A minister told me that, you know, they would defile their bodies had they had actual sex with him. So that he probably was sodomized with, like, a bayonet or something, you know, like this.
Could have been, but they will absolutely sodomize because I hate to say it, but the people in that district and area have been known to sodomize young boys.
Wow. That's what they do.
You guys certainly don't operate
on.
By any courts
hold
of law
on,
or
Brown,
using
Brown,
any type
Brown,
of discernment.
Brown, I can't. Brown. Listen, I keep on telling you, I get in trouble because we talk on top. And Deanna's trying to say something.
Go
and
ahead,
you
Deanna.
Can't hear, so I got to let her say what she's got to say. What did you say?
A minister told me that they did that because then they believe that lowers his status to that of a woman. They like emasculated him in a sense for all eternity. Now he is. He's like relegated to the status of a woman,
which is almost soulless.
Right, and so through all eternity. So that if they abuse your body that way when you die, it's like for all eternity they cast you into a lower status.
Right,
the
right, and you know what?
I never heard that he was a homosexual. I thought that this was just a way of,
I was mistaken. I was very mistaken. He was not married.
See, I had heard he had a wife and children. Back.
I did too.
And that just goes to show you that. Well, the other thing I was going to ask a question though, if we're trying to like logically piece this together, how long was he our ambassador? Because if he had been there for a long period of time. And they knew this about him, you wonder why they didn't act on it before. There has to be some other issue that prompted this.
First of all, he wasn't the ambassador more than 2 years that I remember at the time. But and he loved that area of the country. He could speak fluent Arabic. And he wanted to be part of the change, per se, over there. But what he did not take into consideration was that the country was not going to support him. He begged for extra people to come. They said no, and then after the attack started, right after 9/11 started, they called again, and they told him twice, we're not sending anybody.
But Jeff, this is my question, and I don't want everyone to chime in on this one. So if we call for backup, how did we get to a video?
If we call for backup after they were warned for at least 2 months,
okay, so that's what
that Al Qaeda was flying flags.
They were called that day.
Yes,
before the attack, that
mm-hmm.
said that they were in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So if they called the State House that day,
yeah,
how did we get to a video that afternoon?
Because I think that they fail-safe this guy. You ever seen the movie Fail-Safe?
No, what does that mean?
Well, we accidentally, in the movie, wiped out a Russian.
Failed safe.
We wiped out a Russian city, and we had to give up one of our cities because of that. So we had to give up New York City. And when we did, they never told some of the people, and then that's a movie.
But my question
is called fail safe, not safe fail.
I didn't say safe fail. I said fail safe.
Okay,
But my question is, how in the world did we get up on national television after this happened on 9/11, knowing that it represented something to everybody?
Because you have to be a liar to figure this out.
Yeah, because you're going to keep your health care if you want to keep it.
If you want to keep it.
It is my understanding that
no new taxes.
This attack happened under the guise, with the premise, under the distraction of this so-called video. The terrorists used the video as a distraction, as a means to cover what they really were doing.
Oh, come
so
on.
If they are outside
that,
and doing
Who told you this?
Yeah, who
I mean, your buddy Gary posted the link on your page. I'm surprised you didn't read the article.
My buddy who?
Point.
My buddy who?
It's on the
your
internet.
Your buddy Gary on your page. Did you not read the article he posted?
You read it on
the
internet. It has to be true.
No, because
what
you know
about?
What? Half the stuff these people put on my page have nothing to do with the truth. And I don't even pay attention to most of it because it's stupid. It's just plain stupid.
But
I don't pay attention to it.
If it fits within your ideology, you'll believe it.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Deanna.
Hold on, Brown. 1 second, and you talk to me.
I'm sorry.
What'd
go ahead.
I
had heard this thing about we had weapons. I don't know whether they were weapons left over from Saddam Hussein or whatever, and that there was I heard that our ambassador was, like, given up. Like, you know how you trade if you had captives, you would, you know, like, release the prisoners so that you would in turn get yours released. Well, I heard that the ambassador had information about these weapons and that he Michael Savage had this theory that the ambassador was, giving out information about these weapons, United States, you know, weapons that were being transported, and we knew that it was happening, and we weren't doing anything to curtail it.
Right.
And so Michael Savage's theory on this was that he was left to hang out, you know, like they let him out there because he was going to make trouble for our country if he told, like, trace the, you know, the origin of these weapons.
Oh, you mean like justify the Iraq War?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. See, this is what nobody ever wants to think or believe. They want to believe the left's version of this all the time. It's asinine for us to think that in Iraq, after we just supported them in 10 years of war against Iran,
right,
that they did not have any weapons of mass destruction.
That's right. And they said that this ambassador got this news, and he was going to
tell it,
and that that's why. And, you know, my heart breaks. I just I can't believe that we would let someone be given up like that.
We do it all the time.
I know, but they could have recalled him.
No. You got to look at the track record. Do you remember Ron Brown, who was the chief of staff for President Clinton?
No.
Mm-hmm.
He was a black guy. And remember his plane went down.
Oh, okay, I remember that.
But when they found the body, he had a bullet in the head.
Yes. I remember that. I didn't remember
so
that.
How do you, and wait a minute, and they never said anything about how the bullet got in his head and the plane went down. So how did the plane go down by a storm, but you got a bullet in the back of your head? What, they do shoot you on your way down?
The same plane did not have a navigation device on it so that they could land.
Go ahead, I'll tell you what they done.
Well, then okay. Somebody's gun misfired.
What they done, Jeff? They moved
the
beacon.
That's what I'm saying. I'm talking about the beacon. The beacon navigation device that helps it land. It catches that last tower so that they can tell the height and the airspeed they need to land.
Why do you think Caroline Kennedy now wants to be an ambassador to Japan?
Who knows? I'm just saying
it's all
about money. It's all about power. And what's happening is, I mean, I'm even watching them right now. Everybody's up in arms about Russia because they want Russia to have gay pride. I mean, I don't think we're paying attention to what America and how America is dipping into other people's business where it doesn't belong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think I told you before my pastor came to America. He was from Ghana, and he said that the Ghana people are, you know, godly people, and our president was there encouraging them with abortion and encouraging them with same-sex marriage.
He's coming to kick rock.
Their president is a Christian man, and he said, you know, he says, if this means that we will no longer receive foreign aid from you.
So that's what he said.
That's acceptable to us because we know that God will provide.
And the president of Ghana did do that.
He did,
but this is my issue, and I want to go because we've covered a little bit of ground. But when you look at Benghazi, when you look at this administration, the question is when do you begin to question and when do you start telling the truth? And I'm not saying any other administration has been pure, but this one right here is doing some things, and the reason why Hillary Clinton was not in it because they could not control Hillary and Bill the way that they controlled this one.
It's true.
And they could not go, and they couldn't, I mean, Hillary was not immune to public scrutiny, but this president, for some reason, even today as I hear them trying to explain away Obamacare and the massive place of and massive devastation this is, they're trying to compare it to Medicare Part D.
Right.
Do we not understand that this is totally different and it is really messing up the way everyone does things? Mm-hmm. And no one wants to question the IRS. No one's mentioning it. No one's mentioning him spying on our friends as well as on American citizens.
Right.
No one's talking about Benghazi. No one's talking about Fast and Furious. No one's talking about this, and they keep on giving him a pass.
I know. Why don't they say – the question should be asked is why isn't this program under the Department of Health? Why isn't it under the Department of Health?
Because they don't want it to be. It was meant to be a power grab, and that's what it is only.
I know, but why isn't – see, if we really had good media out there, you'd think that when they had those White House briefings, somebody would ask that question.
They won't – you remember, if you notice, the president calls the person's name.
Yes.
And it's on a list. And I want you to really know most of them have a question that he knows what the question is before he calls their name.
Yes. Absolutely.
And you only get invited to go inside of the press corps there or the press room by invitation by something. Because everyone
you're
who has
a member of the White House press corps.
You
I
cannot
mean, that,
just apply
right.
and get in.
Well, you know what it reminds me of? When we were in school and we would have open house, the parents would come. They would all rehearse what we were supposed to do and say, and we were supposed to be, you know, stars. So that they would think, oh, a lot of learning is going on here. And, I mean, we were pretty good.
We are.
It was rehearsed, and I feel that this is all rehearsed.
It is rehearsed.
It is.
This is rehearsed, and what's going to happen is America's going to have to wake up and find out that they're a part of a plot and a part of a skit or a theme or play that they don't realize that they're playing in because they're getting ready to burn down the whole theater and you're part of the audience.
Yes, and they used to call these tragedies.
Well, we're going to be going to our own little top of the hour break here right now. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends, you guys hold on and we'll be right back and we'll talk to you on the other side of these.
The women of Warren and the surrounding areas now have a choice for affordable glamour. Charlie's Consignment Boutique on East Market Street in Warren has a fine selection of reasonably priced women's clothing, as well as clothes for men and children. You'll also find...
These people they never cease to amaze me.
Ron Brown was killed because they turned off the airport's VOR, which is a VHF omnidirectional radio device, and they put a remote one in the side of a mountain, and the plane flew right into the mountain. They've had them several times before with other leaders, too.
Well, where is the outrage on that? This is why I'm not trying to belittle.
Also, nobody believed that.
I'm not trying to believe what happened to
Benghazi. That happened back like in 1986, I think. 1996.
But this outrage over Benghazi from the right is like that. You would think this has never happened in American history ever.
A lot of things happen that have happened in the previous administration that they just don't seem to acknowledge.
Yeah, you had the same thing with Carter just before the election with the helicopter crashes, the helicopter
right.
mission, the
right.
rescue, and one helicopter crashed. So that kind of stuff goes on all the time. But the thing that I'm complaining about is that these mandates where the government is making you, especially the federal government, is making you, and that is totally, totally wrong. Government shouldn't make you do anything. Now the devil is in the detail, showing that all of this hype about Americans not being insured was really nothing more than a fad, because the majority of Americans appears that wasn't insured was those who could afford it if they wanted to. Over $75,000 a year.
Yeah, hey, why do that when you're not getting sick? And I'm one of those people.
Me too.
I've said this. You know, my health insurance went up. You know, the monthly premium went up. And on top of that, the deductible went up. So if you put it all together, mine went up almost $7,000 a year.
But health insurance, the price of health insurance has been going up. It's been going up before the bill was even introduced.
No, but here's the thing. Before, it would go up 1% to 2% a year, maybe 5% 1 year. And I've been at this job for 17 years, okay? But it has never gone up 400%.
This is the reason why we got what we got is because you have people who are so stuck in ideology that they could not see a compromise or see what was best. The mandate should have never happened. These exchanges should have never happened.
Here's the problem, okay? The problem is when you've got people that want to tell me that I have to get something, okay? And then they're going to penalize me if I don't.
I'll probably benefit from this law. This fits. It actually probably works for me considering the age that I'm getting to, and that I'll probably start having health problems now that I'm this age for the rest of my life. That's likely, but I have difficulties with that as well.
But that wasn't the point. The point was how many people. When the idea was first floated out there, they were going to have a public option where people who can't afford insurance or people whose insurance is too expensive, they were going to be able to opt in, pay a low premium, a very low premium, pay a low, no deductible, and have a really cheap copay for doctor visits. And yet that was struck in was completely voluntary.
The numbers show.
Let me put it to you this way. I drive a pickup truck. I drive a Ford F-150. The government comes in tomorrow and says, well, you can't drive a Ford F-150. You got to drive a Mini Cooper. Well,
you're
a Mini Cooper doesn't fit me.
You're still arguing a point that
What I'm saying is this. I'm pissed because you're making me do something that I don't want to do.
Okay,
the federal government
I get that, South Carolina, but that's not the point that I made. The point was when the bill was first originally crafted and started talking about, this was not what they were coming up with. They came up with
the
public option. That's what Nancy Pelosi passed out the House.
It was a bill that they forced down our throats.
Listen to what I am saying. Congress is so convoluted because no one is listening.
Let her say what she's going to say. Go ahead and say what you're going to say, Diva.
Go ahead.
The bill that was first passed in the House had nothing to do with the exchanges or the mandate. It had to do with a public option. That was what the president and Democrats were pushing for, a public option where people who didn't have insurance and people who couldn't afford their insurance wanted to go into voluntarily pay a small premium, pay a small copay.
Yeah, absolutely right. We know
voluntary.
That.
But that was taken out and done away with by the Republicans in conservative Democrats.
It wasn't the Republicans that did. It was done by the Democrats because...
That Max Baucus introduced the first bill, okay? He was like, he introduced the first bill. Obama didn't introduce any legislation. He said, you guys do it. You guys get a bill and get it to my desk, and I'll sign it. So Baucus introduced the first bill, and I don't know exactly what the provisions are, but...
No, what insurance companies did was say that everybody had to be a part of it for it to work.
Right, exactly, because it wasn't
going
to make money.
That's after the argument
started. If it wasn't
going to
make money, let me make my point. The girl, the woman that was Max Baucus' assistant, or the person that was advising him on this, that helped him write his initial bill, worked for Health Net before she came to work for him. And the majority of the people that were involved in the crafting of the bill were once people that worked for the health insurance companies.
and they had and now they were working as assistants or at some level under these congressional dudes, and that's exactly why you've got this bill with everything to protect the insurance company and giving it enforcement with the IRS. So
competition, no real competition came out. It was supposed to be competition to lower prices. How are you going to have a competition when you just have a certain group?
The fight that was happening was this. It was happening within the Democrat Party. Republicans had no say in the bill, period. It was a bill that was crafted and made up.
They had a lot of say in the bill.
By.
Their say was no.
Not
to
after
anything.
The 20 midterm elections, they did.
No, yeah, exactly.
There
but there
was no
there,
support,
what,
no input. That
no
was
nothing.
That was what the Republicans
so,
did.
That's their choice.
There was
they,
input.
They,
it was ignored.
No, they chose not to get involved. If it wasn't
Diva.
Going to be how they wanted it, where it was
Diva.
Going to be open
Diva.
Up the market across state lines, and that was it.
But we're not harping whether it's Republicans or whether it's Democrats. We're talking about government,
no,
period.
Some people are.
I mean,
no,
I'm saying
that people are complaining about a law. This is what we got when you have people in Washington who can't get it together and who are stuck in their ideology.
Well,
this is supposed to be about health care reform, because whether you agree, you can't deny the fact that what we had in the past was egregious. It was not doing any good.
It was not helping
anybody, really, and it was too expensive.
That's a lie, Diva. That's a lie. I like my health plan. I like my health care coverage.
You might have liked
well,
your
Diva.
Health care, but not everybody had the same health. Not everybody had
no,
that.
Not everybody
don't have to have
the
same health care. And according to
same health, it's about being fair.
Well, what is that about being fair? Outcomes are not guaranteed, Diva. But the thing is that the number of people that was really unsure is nowhere near the numbers that they was claiming.
Diva, how much did your insurance go up? I'm just want to ask the question because
I'm on Medicaid,
South Carolina.
I'm on Medicaid because I was diagnosed with cancer, so I'm on Medicaid.
I mean, so you just comment on fair. I had insurance I liked. My husband and I liked our insurance, just like Sal.
Okay, that's fine. You like, and I'm sorry
so
that you lost your
now?
Insurance.
So
and,
what
and,
do
but
we do now?
Remains, it's people.
Let her finish. Let her
who
finish, Diva. Let
we're
her
suffering.
So what
do we do now?
You obey the law.
Exactly. And you know what? People who did not have health care could go and apply for public assistance. And then there
no,
are also organizations out there. Diva, you have to be quiet if you're going to listen about this. Where we live, here in Ohio, you can apply as a self-pay. And it can be as low as $17, last I checked, because at one time, Bonnie didn't have health care, and I applied. Self-employed, they used my yearly income. I applied. They gave me a sliding scale fee. It was A, B, C, or D. The cheapest was $17. The most was $37. I paid that when I seen a doctor. If I had to have surgery, I worked on the same sliding scale fee.
Yeah.
It was because
there
of my
income.
There you
go. I told you I had the wrong one up.
No, that's two. I got two up.
Okay.
Jeff Tracy.
Hold on.
Jeff Tracy.
So you know what?
Let's get
together. Yeah, I'm not registering now.
Do it again.
Hello.
No.
I'll come back too soon.
Lord.
I don't know what's wrong with it. It wasn't me.
But what the lady
that's
was saying is true
to
about the sliding scale.
Okay.
But what is true for some is not true for everyone.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
But
it is. We have comprehensive health centers here in the St. Louis that anybody can go into whenever they want to and pay on
a
sliding scale.
See, the mics don't even want me to sing. That's just rude.
Give us a call at 330.
What is a 330?
They can't say threes.
They don't have that in Los Angeles.
No, that's why black dialects
have
done and dumb in it. Because we can't say TH sounds and things like that. Normally from our heritage. We can now because we've been here 100,000 years. But you normally
can't. Jeff, you got your numbers all off. 100,000 years in America.
Yeah, 100,000.
Alex just got done telling me yesterday there's no way that he could have been a part of the
Johnson, the slave owner who was black,
yeah,
could have been a part of what we're doing because, you know.
He would have had no choice.
You know, he said no because we're only 200 and some odd years. And that was in the 1600s, and we're in 1776 we were founded. So don't be confusing me with 100,000 years. We're not that old. We're American.
All right, 10,000 years we've been in America.
Yeah, the number is 347-945-5229. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. It's always a pleasure to be with you. And I want to thank all of our listening audience and all of our call-in audience. You make the show great. And I don't think you guys realize that. I don't think you guys realize how much I appreciate you, even if I fuss at you. But the only reason why I fuss at you is because they fuss at me. And turnaround's only fair play.
You hear the latest news?
What's that?
Libyan forces are searching for armed men who seized a truck carrying more than $50 million in United States dollars.
In cash?
Nope.
Cash, yes. What else? Food stamps.
Why in the world would there be $50 million
$50 million in cash.
The same way Saddam Hussein, when they toppled him over, they can't count the money that he had.
Wasn't about $20 million he had?
Oh, he was bigger than that. That's what they counted.
That's right. That's what they told us.
So, hey, Tracy,
You would believe that Gaddafi was as rich.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He was in power for 40 years.
But they didn't tell you where the money was hid. Yeah, Matt?
When I first called the show today, I was talking to Jeff, and I had mentioned something that a Michigan senator, which I forgot his name again, but a Michigan senator said in the well of the Senate today or yesterday, and it was that the reason for the downfalls in Obamacare right now currently was because of the lack of support by Republicans. Guess what Diva just told me in the break?
Please tell me what
I'm not kidding you. I am not kidding you. I almost fell off my seat.
I'm trying to figure out how what I said is
along the lines of what this senator or congressman said. I'm confused.
Because
that's not what I said. But Matt, I know you tend to not hear me.
There were other people on the line. You said that the lack of Republican support is the reason why we're having problems with Obamacare.
I think someone on the line
said that the bill got passed with no Republican support. And I don't think it was Diva.
It did. It was no Republicans supported.
Right. You had two Republicans.
Bunning in Ohio, I think he refused to vote.
No, Olympia Snow from New Hampshire joined in with them.
Yes.
Because otherwise he would never be elected again. Thanks for stepping all over me, Diva. Olympia Snow voted for the bill, and I think we had one more liberal, maybe from California or Washington State, because those are the loose ends of the country. There's no doubt about it.
But you know the thing that I don't understand, Jeff and Tracy?
Yeah.
You had about, according to, you know, once things like this go over, sooner or later the truth come out. And they're saying it was only about 8 million to 13 million Americans that was not insured because they didn't have no other choice. The rest of them didn't want to be insured, apparently, because of the income at the end. And now you have incidents where people were paying for their own insurance that they could afford. Now they're being pushed into areas where they can no longer afford it, and eventually would have to join on to something that they never intended in joining on. They didn't want to be on the government's dole.
Wait a minute. Hold on. That's the point. The point is you're making people become dependent on the government who didn't want to depend on the government so that they can control you now. That's the point. The point was we have taken the Constitution and put it into shreds based upon somebody's belief system. And you still don't know who they are and what they believe, but they want to control the American populace.
But it, you know what? It's more than that. That's what it's about. It's about control, absolutely, in the long run. But that's in the background that some people don't want to see. That's the thing I've been saying for 5 years, and so have many of the people that I know. But the thing is we've been calling out Obamacare for what it is. It's a failed policy from the very beginning. We said what it would do. We said that people would lose their insurance because we actually read the bill. It's in the language that people who were underinsured would not be covered. But that's not what Obama said, and that's not what the Democrat leadership said. They said, no matter what, this is our promise to you. If you like your doctor, you can keep him, period. So there was a lot to this bill that was lied about, that was not only constitutional, and forget about the Constitution for right now. It's about what they said it was going to be, and it's now been proven not to be in the last 29 days.
Can I ask a question? I'm going to go back a little bit. Does anybody know where Joe Wilson is?
Maybe child support court got him.
No. Because remember, they called him a racist.
That's right.
They told him because he called President Obama a liar on the floor.
In the middle of a State of the Union address or something, or in the middle
correct.
Of a speech.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And they called him
completely
they said
uncalled for and uncouth. I tell the truth all the time. I could tell the truth in this show. But hold on a second. If I were to tell the truth and I were to do it in an inappropriate time, I'm going to be admonished for it. It's not just about telling the truth.
True.
I understand that. But the question is, we called him racist. We called him a lot of things. We blamed him being Republican and all that, and we talked about him like a dog because he defiled the first black president of the United States of America. And I want to know, where is Joe Wilson at today? Because we need to go and genuflect, because what he said, even though it may have been inappropriate the way he said it, he didn't lie.
He lied.
Well, where else
lying.
Could he have said it and it would have got media attention?
He could have written an editorial piece to a newspaper.
Nobody reads
He could have jumped in front of many of the microphones. He could have had his own press conference.
No.
There's all
kinds of ways
that he could have been
heard.
But how you can know?
It would have never gotten the same impact.
Well, here's what I say, Tracy. I understand why he did it, because it was a reaction. He made this big lie right on the floor, which we knew was a lie when he said it, and Joe Wilson just reacted because he was there. He couldn't take it.
But the question is,
that's what I like
where
about
is,
him.
Where is he today?
You like that? You like that he can't control himself and he has no composure?
Well,
no,
Brown? If a president were to go before Congress during a State of the Union speech and say, I'm going to mandate that every American that doesn't agree with me be killed, you think somebody should speak up? Just wondering. Or is that just uncouth?
Thank you for the straw man argument.
Yeah.
But my question is, when do we stand up and tell the commander, that is
like a straw man argument. That's
that
like
is not a
straw
man
argument. That's exactly what a straw argument argument is. But go ahead.
The commander-in-chief of the nation should never lie to its constituents the way that this president has lied to us.
Especially on purpose.
Really? Really?
Hold on a second. Read my lips, no new taxes.
I am not
a crook.
Stop right there.
Come
no
on.
New taxes.
We must go. Come
did,
on.
Did the man
come
get
on.
Voted out afterwards?
You must take off some
dollars. Hold on a second. Let's not ignore history. Let's not ignore
first
history.
First of all, one more time.
Don't lie.
We got 2 minutes. One more time. I'm going to say it again. Read my lips, no new taxes. Then who got him to make an agreement to raise the taxes.
Look, you know what? You don't have to explain what's already understood.
See
it
you
was
later.
A lie. Okay.
See you later,
bro. When I say this, listen, there's one thing to say something and you don't know. It's another thing to say something and you know. I mean,
right.
if I tell you that I'm not going to raise your taxes, I may be truthful in saying that I don't plan on raising your taxes and say I have no new taxes and then find out I'm broke. But it's one thing to know that I am in the process of putting together a bill that's really going to hurt the American fabric, but I just don't care. But I'm going to tell you something. So
how do you know that?
Oh,
a lie is a lie.
In his mind at that moment, he might have really thought and believed that what he was saying was really going to.
Have you put your application in yet?
I shut her off.
I gotta
shut her off because I know when I say what I'm gonna say, she's gonna
whining
all over me like a gnat.
I heard Jay Carney this morning. He was trying to sprinkle some sugar on this Obamacare thing, and Diva really needs his job.
Well, there's no doubt about it. At least his assistant job, because she'd be like what's her name on our Sarah Palin on our side.
No.
Jay Carney.
Liberal radio station. You can't get no truth out of them.
That man is magically malicious.
They're insane.
Okay.
What'd you say?
I take offense to your comparison of me to Sarah Palin.
You know what? Your voices are similar, and so is your logic at times.
Oh, whatever. Easter. Y'all love her.
Easter. Jesus celebrated Easter while he was here on earth. I like that one. That's the worst one. I couldn't support it no more after that one.
Who celebrated
Easter? Sarah Palin. Don't even ask.
She
meant Esther.
Yeah.
She meant Esther Palin.
Oh, gosh.
Right?
She really said that?
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh,
boy.
No, we're going to break.
Yeah,
we can't do it no more.
Maybe. She just spoke.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives, handling it on our own.
Wow.
Yeah, and they're talking about these government subsidies. How long do government subsidies last? Come on now. How many programs do the government start, then all of a sudden people find, and what do people say? Well, they cut the funding because they knew it worked. Yeah,
hey,
right.
I want to ask you guys a question right quick. The president pushed and based his whole campaign, his whole legacy, off this bill. Either he knew and he just was being didn't give a rat's behind, or he's incompetent. And I hold the people that voted for this guy and his apologists, hint, hint, accountable for it. So these 20 million people that's been losing insurance, owe these people, these apologists, and half of them may be his apologists, they owe them. I just don't think.
I don't drink the Kool-Aid. I'm not going to apologize. He's a politician. And more than likely,
yeah, he apologizes. When I say apologist is somebody who argues.
I understand what an apologist is.
In any circumstance, like Diva, she's going to defend Barack Obama.
The same way when I say something about the Bush administration, there's an apologist. When I mention "Read My Lips, No New Taxes," Jeff had an explanation as to why
they voted him out, though.
And that, yeah, but it doesn't matter. A lie is a lie. A lie is a lie.
Wait a minute. It doesn't matter because
it's not a lie.
Go ahead and make your
point. Make this one point. You're right. Granddaddy Bush or Daddy Bush got voted out. And this entire Obamacare situation was posed to the people in the presidential election. If the people were against it, and this was his major piece of legislation, he would have been voted out. It would have ended. It would have stopped. But they voted him in.
So you know, here's the point about the difference between Granddaddy Bush and Obama. The people that voted Bush in voted him out. And we know who they were. But Obama has been called a lie. The people that voted Obama in, even after they knew he was lying, continue to vote him in. So what did that tell you about
the... We believe that he was lying. That's what I don't get.
It's
coming out. They still approve of him.
Either the man was lying or he was incompetent.
It kind of
reminds me of Mary Berry.
Someone has a belief something is going to work, and it just doesn't turn out that way. It doesn't mean incompetent.
It tells you about the intelligence level of the people who voted for it.
When you have an entire...
Let me ask you this.
an entire conservative base who's been saying for 5 years, screaming it, and you've been arguing it, Diva, so you can't say that we weren't saying it. When we told you what would happen when Obamacare went through, and it's happening, then
you know
obviously
what?
The man was
incompetent. Why would I believe you? When you don't like the guy, a good percentage
like
of y'all, 40% of y'all believe he was a Kenyan-born Muslim. So why would I believe anything
well,
you
I
say?
I didn't believe it,
and I still
but I
don't
knew.
See it as a bad bill per se. How it's being implemented, yeah, we could debate. Was the mandate good? I never argued in favor of the mandate. But the fact remains, this is what we got.
I think
and
she drinks the Obama Kool-Aid, but she made a good
needed
point.
That, and we still voted for him.
How can she take you with good faith when you have nothing good to say about the man and every...
Because there's nothing good
because
about
people don't
man.
Read, man, do their own research. That's why they listen to this whole soundbite. Like NPR and these liberal stations are just... I never heard them be so far wrong in my life before. Never would I donate to these liberal stations. NPR is everything Obama do is correct.
Too, Bianchi. They read only what's on the Internet. If you read what's on the Internet and then do the study, you might find out something different. And Brown,
you'd be surprised
I think,
how much
let
research
the lady,
let the lady
I do,
speak,
and
Diva.
I spoke with the same conclusion. So this false assumption that we don't read, we don't research, that's all in y'all mind.
You only research what you want to research.
Just like you want to research what you want to research.
You know what? It works both ways.
Is that mirror cloudy that you're holding to your face?
Well, you know, I can speak with some authority about one ethnic group in this country. I know they don't read.
Do you talk about?
I'm sorry, I'm black and I read, and I read a much.
What's the old saying? If you want to hide something, put it where?
In a book.
But hold on.
And we're back once again. Afternoon with Tracy and friends. Little Damian Marley.
Don't forget trivia night. Going to come up November?
No, let me read it again.
No, just to give me the English.
Present the Caribbean Night in Youngstown at the B&O Station, 530 Mahoning Avenue, Youngstown, Ohio, Friday, November 8th, 2013, from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. Music by New York City's DJ Swift Star. Tickets are $25 in advance. Food is included. You have music and food. For so-called Sandy at 330-793-3900. That's Sandy at 330-793-3900. It's called a Flambeau Caribbean Takeout. 7 North Edgehill Avenue, Austintown, Ohio, next to Chipper's Bar.
Hey, Jeff.
Wagwan, what you dealing with, girl?
Hey, listen, I got something to tell you.
Yeah, what you got to say?
Hey, listen, congratulations on your daughter singing with the Gaithers.
Yeah, my daughter got to sing with the world-famous Gaithers the other night.
Congratulations.
For her.
It looks like you're a little proud. You didn't put it all over Facebook.
Oh, of course. Of course I did.
I mean, it's all over. Are you happy and you know it? Clap your hands. I mean, you got it bad.
Are you happy and you know it?
I'm
clap your hands.
Some news is good.
If you're happy and you know it, cause your girl is doing is going to do it. I can't even think nothing.
You know.
Anyway, we don't know what's going on here.
Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. It's
why your boy sneaking here late?
Who's that, Alex?
Mm-hmm.
Cause you know, I guess he's trying to make some money so he can get me a loan.
Oh,
no, he's trying
okay.
to make some money so he can pay for his insurance premiums.
Alex, can I get a loan?
Oh, you know what, y'all? All the people in that got hit by Sandy are not in their place yet.
No joke.
Why isn't it now the evil Barack Obama?
Oh, but that's different.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Still,
but
you know what?
It's different. He ain't
Barack Obama.
He ain't
don't care
man.
About black folks.
Jeff, you silly. You silly.
Ain't that what that boy
silly.
Said?
You silly.
He's silly.
Kanye West.
Kanye West is silly.
Did
but he makes money.
Care about.
You know,
I would agree with Kanye West and Jeff.
Yeah, well, it's the truth. He don't care nothing about right. black people. Black people in the worst condition they ever been in since they've been in the country.
No.
Since they've been in the country, they have not been this poor, even when they were slaves. Now.
Hey, Alex, can I get a loan?
Am I unmuted?
Oh, you better.
You unmuted all that time.
Hold on. You unmuted.
Oh, yeah.
You, Yeah, can I get a loan?
Yeah, we can work something out. Yeah.
Okay, you keep him unmuted. You got to pay to play.
You got to pay to play.
What's new, Alex?
Just a trendy bang bang to talk your way.
You know, just listening to you guys, go on and on about Obama, and I don't know. I still kind of think that while y'all talking about Benghazi, I just can't help to think that, you know, you guys didn't have that much to say when all those people got killed under Bush at those embassies and consulates, you know. There's a lot more people got killed under Bush at embassies and consulates than Obama.
No,
did.
Sir. Come on. Stop.
No.
When did we lose an ambassador that asked for extra help?
No, we never lost an ambassador. But
why?
People still died.
Why?
People still died.
What? People die all the time. That's what the military is about. Let's stop this foolishness now, Alex.
I'm not talking about civilians.
No, that's collateral damage.
Well,
what you going to do?
Say what you're going to say, Jeff.
No, I can't. I can't. I cannot.
We grown intelligent enough to use
the
filter.
Take somebody trying to make a point on the case of something that's not true.
But you can refute it. We want to hear it.
Okay.
Go ahead, Alex.
Make your untrue point.
Go ahead, Alex.
That's too much like civility.
I mean, I've already said it. I mean, I don't think that – I'm not talking about military lives. I'm talking about civilians, and I don't –
Are you talking about civilian
count.
American – hold on. Are you talking about civilian American lives?
Yeah.
Both. I mean, they're both American and people who worked for our embassies and consulates.
Was there a cover-up?
They died.
Was there a cover-up?
No.
Well, there was a cover-up when the Bush administration – high ups in the Bush administration outed Valerie Palm.
No, it wasn't. Her own husband outed her in an interview in a freaking magazine, and the left kept on saying, it's not no,
point,
oh, your God. No, don't start
Jeff,
that mess, Brown.
Why do you get so excited about all
because
of this
Because I
stuff,
can't stand
and why,
lies.
And why
I
do you
hate
never,
lies and liars.
But why do you
I can't deal with it.
How can you never sway from your ideology, though?
I don't care about my – listen.
No,
I don't care nothing about my –
your ideology.
Brown,
you never,
Brown.
I never see you step back and say, that might be possible.
But I got to go back to what you said, because what Alex said, Alex, those were impromptu, whether they be bombings, but they weren't known about months ahead of time. Here we come. We're going to blow it up. And then when it gets blown up, say, well, listen, we need help. Well, no, go the opposite direction. That didn't happen.
On any of them.
And then come out and say it was a video, or say 9/11 was, you know, because, you know, somebody went backwards. That's not how this happened. That's not what happened. We got to be honest. Now, don't get me wrong. There are a lot of things a part of each administration that goes wrong. But this one right here, you got to understand, you can't know and call on the phone and say, 911, I need help, and they tell you to call back next week because we're busy.
Pound salt. We're not sending anybody. That's what they told them the last two times.
But here's the thing. Okay, I get that. But it just sounds so disingenuous because under the Bush administration, and yes, I'm going back to the Bush administration, you know, after 9/11 happened, they said, I mean, their story about that was completely false. There was no way that it could have happened the
what
way
story?
That it did unless, I'm
what
saying,
story?
with the four hijacked planes. There's no way that the four hijacked planes could have done what they did unless there was high-up orders, and I mean high-up in command, to have NORAD stand down because 60 times that year, over 60 times, planes that just got a little bit off course were intercepted by jets because it's a routine thing. It happens all the time.
Alex,
so there's so many – no, just let me finish. Just real quick. All I'm saying is that – that was probably one of the biggest cover-ups of incompetence or some cover-up.
Please let me
answer
this because he's absolutely incorrect.
I got to ask you before you answer him. See, this is my understanding. My understanding is that we knew 9/11. We knew that there was something happening, and the information was not transferred between administrations. Because Bush got sworn in. And there was a lot that went on during the transition between one office and the next. And there was a lot of information that was not shared. Because they said that under the Clinton administration, they knew that there was rumbling going on in the Middle East about something happening here on American soil.
Chatter, right?
I told Jeff I was going to bring him in because I'm asking a question. It's a long question, but I'm asking it. So my question that I have is, when we talk about the 9/11, when we talk about the airplanes, when we talk about what was going on there, now, there's a lot of conspiracy theories about how 9/11 went down and how it happened. Don't get me wrong. But do we actually blame one and not all? But when I look at President Obama and the Benghazi, you got Clinton's name back in the middle of the mix again because she was Secretary of State. And instead of them sending in reinforcement, they told them, don't go. There's one thing to know and tell you don't go, and there's another thing to go and say we know and not have information. I'm confused by that.
You had people within four hours of that place, jets within 45 minutes to an hour of that place. That attack went on for 12 freaking hours. And let me tell you something. When they took over those planes, they talked for a minute on those planes. They then cut off the tracer. They cut off communication. They couldn't see the planes except by physical radar. They scrambled the jets, and the jets were too late. They hit their target. They weren't that far away. And so, therefore, once again, you are not correct in what you just said as a scenario for 9/11. Now, that's why I do believe that they shot down the one in Pennsylvania because they finally got hip to what was going on. But this
was a
complete.
Yeah, but where did it remain?
You know, Jeff, you're incorrect saying that they can't turn off anything because you cannot turn off the transponder in an airplane.
Oh, yes, you can. Oh,
yes, you can, and they did. They did,
no,
and
they
that's
didn't.
What they told you that they did.
Well, what,
look, I can't talk to you when you get in an error
good.
Like that. I can't discuss it with you no more.
Hold you
on.
Mean
look,
with Ambassador, what was his name? They had to hold his head?
Look, the purpose of the
purpose I'm a pilot, man, and you do. They can turn off VORs, but go ahead.
I'm talking about the beacon that comes out of that black box. They cannot turn that off.
Oh, you mean the black box?
And the FAA, we have those records that shows where they were flying. We know exactly where they were flying, where they're flying for over an hour. And so what you're saying is just totally false because it's what NORAD or Air Force uses to intercept. It's that failsafe to intercept it in case there are hijacked planes.
And
yeah,
what were they
going
to intercept over a city, Alex?
You're
what
saying that
the heck
sure.
were
it
they
happens
going
all
over,
the time.
Where were they going to?
It happens. It happens
what
all the time.
What were they going to intercept when you had two jumbo jets flying over a very populated city? And what were they going to intercept? You tell
well,
me
they
that, my brother.
They would have shot the
jet
down.
Shot them
down
where? And then how many people would you
if
kill?
If they have to, no, if they have to, they will shoot a jet down over a city.
They shot down over Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Over PA.
I believe
but the
that.
Other ones, you could not shoot
they will
that
shoot
jet,
a jet
down.
Down over a populated city, Jeff. Yes, they will.
I believe that they...
I think yeah. I found Joe Wilson. He's taking over Jeff's body.
Brown. hey, Brown. You lie. Brown, you lie.
All right.
It's not Joe Wilson. Joe Wilson is Valerie Plame's husband.
Whatever the guy from South Carolina, he's incorporated.
Yeah, he's
South Carolina. South Carolina. What was his name?
Who?
Who said you lied?
Joe Wilson?
Was Joe Wilson. There's two Joe Wilsons
right.
then. Okay. 440. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm very curious to what Brown's opinion would be if Ambassador Stevens was a black person.
He'd still be dead.
I wonder if he'd be. He'd still be dead.
I'd still be dead. I don't play that.
No, he would have been deader.
Right. He'd still be dead. That's my.
Go ahead. Let me ask your question.
Yeah, you would have cried your eyes out. But
I'm sorry.
He's not like that. 4-4, that's not Brown. I'm going to tell you like this.
Covina Man was still back.
Covina Man. That was me.
I
don't have these racial hang-ups that a lot of people do, but, you know, it is what it is. He'd still be dead.
I got to vouch for him on that one. That ain't Brown.
Listen. Was that Alex?
No.
No. That was me and Tracy talking at the same time.
He'd still be dead.
If Stevens was black, he'd still be dead. Yeah.
I'm just going on the basis of
Trayvon Martin. You know.
No.
What the hell does Trayvon Martin have to do with this?
Wait a minute.
No, I'm not doing this with Trayvon Martin. I'm not doing it.
Hold on. Did you just call to put some fuel on the fire? Because you just wanted to see a raid?
No, right.
Hold on.
We're gone, Tracy.
Did he really do this?
I'm sorry, wow. That's hilarious. They brought up Trayvon. I was waiting for him to bring up OJ, too. That's the worst thing I've ever heard. That is hilarious. And
go
Brown,
back to OJ.
You handled it awesome.
No, you know something? They're used to black people being reactionary, you know, and being so angered and full of themselves and emotional that you bring up these things and you're going to get this answer. I would have given him
20 seconds to go on an N-word rant.
Yeah, you know, I could have.
But Brown, your answer was hilarious.
Amen.
That was good. What the hell does Trayvon Martin have?
No, but seriously.
No, you're right.
Because you are reactionary. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I will let him holler.
I'm not a reactionary. I have opinions and I make jokes.
I wonder what did he thought the answer was going to be.
I don't know.
You should have let him run on an N-word rant for about 20 seconds.
Let him answer that question. Diva, that's the question. What do you think, 440, that the answer was going to be by Brown when he brought that up, just out of curiosity?
No, I was asking. If you would have listened to me, I would tell you.
Go ahead and ask it now.
I'm asking, what if it was a black person that was Ambassador Stevens? Do you all understand what happened to him? He wasn't just killed.
I just found out today that he may have been raped and sodomized.
That's a question I'm going to tell you. He was tortured. He was sodomized repeatedly.
Let me answer the question. If you're suggesting I would have more empathy for the victim,
I see what he's saying. No, it would have been the same thing.
Is that what you're suggesting, that I would have more empathy for the victim because he was black? Then that's not true. It's a tragedy. It happens. But, you know, I'm kind of desensitized from living in a large city.
Who was the black senator in Florida? The former military. West,
he was a congressman, not a senator.
Yeah,
Alan
we used
West.
To get all over his case with what he used to do, putting guns backwards up beside people's head and firing bullets and all that crap.
If an ignorant fool's an ignorant fool
on conversations on this station.
Well,
It has nothing to do with color. I mean, to say that about Stevens or ask that question about Stevens if he was black, you'd have to say it about all the black soldiers that have died in the line of duty since this war, since 9/11. You would have to ask the same question. I don't think I've seen any black leaders or anybody come out and be outraged that black people are being killed because of this war. So it's the same answer with Ambassador Stevens. It's an American who was overseas. That's what the conversation is about.
I don't know where this guy gets this, you know, where he gets this from me. Maybe it's something I've said on a previous show, but, you know.
You are seeming to him indifferent, but he thinks that black people are so outraged anytime it's a black person.
That's what I thought.
Well, to be truthful with you, very, very few. You probably put them in a room, have discussions on these type of topics. Black people,
and can discuss things, you know, with some information.
Matter of fact, if we was in an auditorium with black folks with what we just said, with half the things we said, we would have got stoned a long time ago at the first commercial. Tracy would have came back with none of us be left.
You know, I've lived in large cities for most of my life, and there's crazy crime all the time. And one of the ways that I've chosen to deal with it is we make jokes about all the crazy crime. And people dying and killing is common. If you look at the news just yesterday, there were 5 people killed in Texas and some shooting. These things happen. They've always happened, but they've happened on such a large scale that you do become desensitized to people dying and being killed. Or you would be completely bothered and upset all the time. Am I right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, that's right. The people that I represent, the community that I come from, they don't speak against Barack Obama. And we know. And here's another point. He's the president of the United States, and we understand the implications.
Come on, there's plenty of people from the Caribbean here.
You guys wasn't gone but 2 minutes that time.
Monday was Derek's birthday.
I didn't know it was Derek's birthday. I didn't even see it on Facebook.
I know. Yesterday was Derek's birthday.
Is that why he didn't show up?
I don't know why he didn't show up.
Hey, ma'am, why didn't you show up on your birthday? What's up with that?
I think he didn't show up because the Steelers lost and the Browns lost.
Well, I think the Steelers lost. He was happy the Browns lost.
Steelers lost to the Raiders.
But it didn't make a difference because we're still a game ahead of them.
At least we've got rings.
No, it's okay you've got rings. We had championships before there were rings. So it sort of kind of evens out. Let's put it this way: we meet you all twice this year. I say we take you all twice, and if they keep this quarterback that started this weekend, we will have a very successful rest of the season because he had some very good offense going on. He didn't get scared under pressure. He was so cool. Oh man, he was cool. I was loving that.
I agree. I totally agree with that.
But anyway, we're bringing the callers back in.
Don't bring them back in. Didn't
the Cleveland Browns win the Super Bowl last year?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's what I said. As I sit in my, I wish we had the cameras up so they could see us in see me in my gear.
Spontaneous.
You root for the Ravens?
I do, because the Ravens are the old Cleveland Browns.
That's my understanding.
What do y'all know?
As long as I got Ozzie Newsome in the front office, they will be my team. And whoever plays Pittsburgh is my team.
Hater.
Yes, I am. Yes, you got it, Diva. I'm a Pittsburgh hater. There's no doubt.
Why?
Because I'm a Brown.
Haters make us famous. That's all.
No.
Diva, you know.
I've been a hater eight.
I just found out I should have just knocked on your door the other day and, like, or toilet papered your house.
Yeah.
While I was down in Columbus. I should have done that and then just left. And, you know, they got Obama toilet paper. I just should have toilet papered your house.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
They do not. Nobody has no Obama toilet paper. I don't want to hear that.
Yes, they do.
No.
They did have the Obama toilet paper.
They had Obama toilet paper. They got Obama. They got Obama condoms. They got Obama everything.
Obama condoms.
Yeah.
I have Sarah Palin toilet paper in my bathroom because my wife can't stand her. So I don't want to just hear it's an Obama thing, okay?
Thank you, Matt.
Hillary Clinton nutcracker.
That's about right.
Lamonica Lewinsky soda straw.
Do they really? I haven't seen that one.
Oh, my God.
I have a Sarah Palin newspaper here. I just can't remember where it is.
I mean, well, I'm serious. These are items that were available for sale during the election.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Brown.
Oh, yes,
boy,
sir.
What?
You lie.
Yeah,
that was, and that was just a,
every time you come on.
I don't think, and since I heard, I don't think Joe Wilson meant to be disrespectful. I think he just said it out loud.
I think he could take it.
Whatever.
Well, he did lie.
Well, you know, after all the license plates I saw with everybody with Bush with a dash and IT on it.
Oh, yeah.
And then how about all the ones with Bush's face on it that says, "Where Lee's in a Target,"
yeah,
saying, "Where's Lee Harvey Oswald when you need him?"
Yeah.
I can run up that. What about the, what was the name of that senator? The guy who was laughing about having to read a bill. That was, darn it. I can't. Well, okay. Let's just go with Pelosi then, saying that we won't know what's in the bill until we pass it. Isn't that along the same lines of completely having no respect for the way we do things in this country?
Let me give you idiocy.
Reading bills, doing what you're supposed to do when you are elected.
No, her saying it. Her saying that was idiocy. What Joe Wilson said was classless.
Well, I notice how Google-eyed she is when she's around Obama.
Passing bills and having no idea what's in them, even though you were elected to know that, is not classless. I'll put that in my book of stupid.
I didn't say
Hold on a second. You know what she did, what Pelosi did, is arrogance. And it reminds me of what Hank Paulson did. What Hank Paulson did, the ex-Goldman Sachs CEO, who was the Treasury Secretary when he wanted to put the first $700 billion TARP through. He said it was a one-page agreement. Give us the money now, and don't ask us any questions about and there's no accountability or no questions where we spend it, and you have to pass it right now. What that is arrogance, and that's when people get in power. That's what happens. A lot of them become arrogant.
I like Gary Hart spelling potato.
No, that's not
no,
Gary
that
Hart.
Was,
that was
Dan Quayle.
Dan Quayle. Okay, I'm sorry. But that just goes to show, it's been many, many, many. I mean, so many, we can't even hardly remember the names to place with the event.
Hey, you guys make for a great show. I love you guys all. Really, I do.
Tracy.
Yes, ma'am.
I thought of another idea. It came to me, but I don't know. This is something intriguing to end the program with, but... Remember how bad Hillary looked after that Benghazi
episode? She did.
And she resigned quickly?
Yep.
There are rumors that she is a lesbian and that she has had relationships with that Huma.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
We've known that for a long time. Not with Huma.
That's not a surprise. But
yeah, I'm like, what?
Hold on, Diva. Hold on. What did you say? Did she fear for her life?
I'm just wondering if there's more to this.
No, she fears for her political campaign, and she's got to distance herself from it so that she can go run on her own.
I will have to agree with that one.
So she can
lose again.
Her lifestyle, she was not safe in those foreign
countries. No, no.
Benghazi is going to be Hillary Clinton's millstone, and she does deserve to wear it. And in fact, they should really take it and drop it into the sea once they put it around her neck. Hillary Clinton is a very evil, mean, vindictive person. She is.
Because of every report
in history.
Everybody on the
history.
Right is sanctified Christians.
That's not what we're saying, Diva.
Secret Service agents who talk about what they witnessed.
Right.
And they have revealed things about clandestine encounters, and you would think it would shame anybody, but these people think they're above all of that.
Well, this is my issue. Come to California.
Let's see how shame people are.
See, this is Jeff. Jeff says that she's vindictive. She's this way. I don't know her well enough to know that, but I will say this. anyone who gets on an airplane and gets off in a place and said that she had to run for her life because bullets were flying, and another person said, well, I was on the same plane and they handed you a rose of flowers, that tells me that you'll lie at any cost, which means
Tony Dodd was right there with her.
Tell me you're a politician.
No, that's
not what we'll do.
No, no, Diva, see, one thing is, it's one thing for me to tell you a promise and not make the promise. It's another thing for me to tell you that I got riddled with bullets and I ain't seen nothing but a water gun.
What it will
it's
do is shut black voters up forever and ever. Because
no,
black
this
preachers wouldn't
you,
come out
this,
against...
This is why the right always loses. This is why the right lost to Obama.
Go ahead,
Pianchi. Well, we're not really losing. All we got to do is just fire all y'all.
Because then y'all won't have no job.
Hey,
now
Jeff,
what?
Tracy?
Yeah?
Did you guys happen to see my Facebook post of Hillary Clinton during her last campaign against Barack Obama and the picture of the flag that they had hanging in the gymnasium where she was giving that speech? Did you see that?
No.
What was the flag?
Go on my Facebook page. It's the first post there. If you notice, all the stars that are on the American flag are upside down. Somebody who's famous for doing this out of certain messages was a man named Aleister Crowley. I'm just saying, it's weird that these little messages are out there. And it's funny that somebody like Hillary Clinton, who came out and screamed to the world that she's a progressive and she loves the fact that she's a progressive, had this flag hanging in the background.
That doesn't
That agenda is a globalist agenda. You're right on point with that, and you're going to see that with anyone that's going to be elected president.
Well, here's something.
That agenda, what you're talking about scares the right. It doesn't scare the left.
Steve, nobody's scared of nothing.
Listen.
Hold on, Brown.
Aleister Crowley should scare everybody.
Yeah, they should, but Diva, I'm not scared of anybody. I'm trying to tell people so that they don't have to go through what they're getting ready to go through. That's what I'm doing. So now if you want to call that fear, then you call it fear if you want to. I'm not scared of them. I'm not scared of you. I'm not scared of anybody else. Because guess what? I don't answer to any of those people. I answer only to God. That's the only one that's going to be able to put me in or out of a heaven or a hell, whatever he's going to allow for me. And I'm saying to you, you can go along with this foolishness and these liars if you want to. Go right ahead. And you're going to be the one that's looking like the fool when they roll you to the oven.
But, Jeff, they're not
going to... doesn't matter who you vote for. You vote for a foolishness and a liar.
Steve, hold on, listen. This is the issue. If you look at the American Constitution...
What is this?
That's
knows?
A train.
Yeah, but where's it coming from?
People all over the world.
It's coming from...
Hold on. On the left
track outside my
loft. It's the last train. Get the hell out of here. We need to get on it.
Listen, guys. Let me say this. This is not about partisan politics. This is about opening up your eyes to see. Because you just need to. It's okay for you to take a gas bath if you don't mind. If that's what you want to do. The question is, you need to know it's going to be gas and it's not going to be water. And what the problem I have today is, most people are not paying attention to the difference between gas and water, and if you're not, they're going to kill you. Thanks for listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. Jeff, thank you for sitting in for the first hour of the show today while I was out goofing off. And I appreciate all of you. We'll see you tomorrow. 6 and I'll be here. Who knows what we're going to talk about because I don't. God bless you. And the number again is 347-945-5229.
Let's talk about the NSA.
Listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website.
Who's finishing it out?